This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Oh boy. Welcome, folks. It's the MJ Morning Show, Friday morning, day before Halloween, October 30th. And I say, oh boy, because this morning, Fester says it could get ugly. All right, here's the deal. Fester, would you like to talk about the Froggy stunt and song coming up at 8:30 this morning and why you have grave concern?
There's some creative differences between Froggy and I through this whole process.
That's when things melt down and fall apart in Hollywood. That's when radio stations like fire morning shows and program directors, we've had some creative differences.
So, at one point in this project, I assumed three areas of responsibility.
Okay.
And Froggy has overridden me, overruled me, and I am now only in charge of one very insignificant area.
Very significant.
Well, hang on, but you know you're in trouble when Fester is the one that's putting up safety concerns. I mean, just historically, this is nothing that Fester really ever cared about.
You've honed in on the ribs that you're worried about.
I'm worried about his upper body. I'm worried about his torso. I'm worried about his head. I've measured the hallway that we have at this radio station to see if a hospital or an ambulance gurney.
Okay. It's going to be 8:30 this morning. The Froggy Fall Concert Series, 8:30 this morning, a new song. It's a Halloween song, I believe, and then it ends in a stunt, and it's the stunt that Fester's most concerned about. Froggy, would you like to weigh in?
It's just the Froggy Fall Concert Series.
All right,
and
folks,
today might be the finale. Let's just say that.
Hold on to that thought. Let's get rolling on this in a second. We'll explain everything that I know and everything that the guys are willing to reveal before the big stunt and song at 8:30 this morning. A busy, busy Friday on the MJ Morning Show. We're just getting rolling. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105. MJ and the crew here with Froggy Fester and Roxanne and Froggy Stunt. We'll talk about that in a second. Song and Stunt coming up at 8:30 this morning. And Fester does say that this could be the last one. All right, we'll discuss in a moment. Roxanne, just moments ago while we were playing the Journey song, Roxanne says, "Didn't get much sleep last night. My kids didn't sleep. It's the full moon." I don't think a full moon has anything to do with your kid sleeping.
Well, let's take a survey in here.
No, I don't want a survey. I want go to Google or help that
very reliable.
Help that fledgling Bing out. Go Bing it.
It could
Bing.
Be
Bing it.
Maybe they
duck,
have
go it.
A cowlick.
What do you say? Duck go it.
Isn't that one?
Yeah, it is. Do you use DuckDuckGo?
I always forget to.
Ask Jeeves. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. That's so old school.
Remember Dogpile? All those search engines that just, they're not around anymore, I think, right?
Dogpile was a search engine?
That was a search engine.
That's awesome.
Dogpile.
I like that.
All right, so Froggy, what were you saying?
I forgot.
Yeah, well.
Something about full moons?
Oh, Fester, would you please just look up quickly? Google, will your kids not sleep well because of a full moon? I don't think that's the case.
I have baby werewolves.
I found this very reliable site called lifescience.com or livescience.com.
Life science.
Okay.
Live
science.
Yeah, that's a good website. Yeah, that's a good site.
Does the full moon make your kids hyper? Scientists say yes. Children really do sleep less when there's a full moon, but only a few minutes.
Well, some bitch.
Why? Because of more light?
Well, I stand correct them rated.
Uh-huh. Okay. Roxanne made you look stupid.
No, but it's only a few minutes. What, 8 minutes? 5 minutes? I mean, it's not enough to have a terrible night's sleep.
It is if those 8 minutes are broken up into 2 minute intervals where they're crying and mama has to get up, give the pacifier. So, yes, it's...
Well, I apologize. I stand corrected that there is some science, but it's not by much because Fester says that it's only a few minutes. So if your kids were up for hours because of the full moon, well, it's not quite a full moon yet. Tomorrow's the actual full moon, right?
Sometimes the effects happen a day or so before.
Hold on. What are you, a scientist?
Yes. Well, let me explain this.
Yes, I am.
What are you, an astronomer?
My little one started turning into a werewolf this morning.
What are you, an astrologist?
It would
be an astronomist, but...
She is an amateur astrologist, if you don't know.
Yeah. A crackpot
she asks
astrologist.
Me my birthday, she reads tarot cards, all that crap.
Oh, I don't do
it's
that.
It's Carl Roxanne Sagan. All right?
What are those silly cards you have on your computer you told me about yesterday?
Seven Thunders.
It's Roxanne Spivey.
Whoa. Hold on, do you do tarot cards?
No, I don't.
She reads daily cards that tells her how her days are going to be.
There's this website, and it's called 7thunders.com, and you just type in your birthday, and it gives you its card.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
No, but it's time passer.
Oh, today's going to suck, Roxanne. Oh, jeez. That stinks.
Turn around and go home, Roxanne. You know, Roxanne, if your children are having problems sleeping, I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine called Mr. Melatonin.
I've heard of that for kids.
Wait a minute. You've heard of it or you don't have it?
I don't give it to my children. I've heard that they do have it for children and I've never given it to my children. And my 10-month-old is definitely too young.
Chance of rain later today. Oh, you know, I've heard of that rain thing.
Is that the wet stuff?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've heard of that rain.
Roxanne, you should meet my friend, Ben. A drill.
Okay, our bodies are, does someone want to Google it? How much percentage of our bodies are water? And what does the moon affect? Tides, bodies of water. So if you think that we're not affected by the moon as humans,
what are you saying? There's high tide and low tide in our bodies?
Oh, Fester's got high tide going on.
I'm feeling a little bloated today, MJ. I'm not sure why. Could be the moon. I've heard every fat excuse there is in the world. Yeah. I've never heard the moon.
Yeah, melatonin.
I know what melatonin is.
Melatonin. That is, Fester's 100%. Meet my friend Mel. You know, same company that owns Mel's Hot Dogs over by Busch Gardens. Yeah,
delicious. One of those. I want to take a nap.
Did I see in the last couple of months a car drove through Mel's or something?
It seems like that happens every year.
Either that place catches fire or somebody drives through it.
Mel's now has a drive-through. I thought I saw something the last couple of months that a car smashed right through the front of Mel's Hot Dogs or something. All right, Froggy, there is grave concern. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 8:30 this morning. 8:30 this morning, Froggy's latest Friday Fall concert series. He will do a song that's Halloween related, and then there'll be a stunt. And I'm assuming at the end of the song that the stunt is going to be Halloween related. Am I correct, Frog?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
So it's a Halloween-related stunt.
Yes.
Now, you're gung-ho, ready to go. Fester is extremely nervous. Are you nervous at all? Because Fester thinks that this could injure you. Fester thinks that this might be a 911 phone call, potentially.
See, I have a weird thing with me where I tend not to think about these things until it's over. So I'm not really nervous about it. Whatever happens, happens. I expect you guys to help me.
911, what's your emergency? Yeah, we're calling from Q105. We just did a ridiculous stunt on the air, and Froggy's paralyzed on the floor.
Don't jinx it. I mean, this floor is hard as hell, though.
Froggy, what are the chances that you believe that you're going to be injured?
Probably about 92%.
92%. Professor, would you like to concur or raise the stakes?
I will concur. 92 seems like a fair number.
92% chance that Froggy's going to be injured. Now, keep in mind, we're coming off of the hot sauce one from last week. Folks, if you have not seen a gallon of hot sauce, sauce poured from a bucket onto Froggy's face, mouth, and eyes live on the air after his song yesterday about our studio being too hot, if you have not seen that video, you got to see it. MJMorningShow.com. Go to MJMorningShow.com. And we made the headline easier to find. Hot sauce is in the headline now, right?
It's right there.
Okay. Yeah, Fester.
You were dead on accurate.
What happened?
Remember how you said Mel's Hot Dogs seems to always have a car that runs into it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It happened exactly 1 year ago.
Oh, I thought it was only a couple months ago.
October 31st, 2019. I'm off of the Channel 8 website. Car slams through Tampa hot dog stand.
There I want go. A Halloween dog. Open.
It turned Mel's into a drive-thru. Oh, my God. They've got the surveillance video from inside. And the car just drives right through the damn place.
It'd be funny if it just went through just a huge thing of hot dogs.
Folks, we're getting ready for the stunt. It's a little over 2 hours away at 8:30 this morning. You don't want to miss it because we don't know what the hell's going to happen. Just getting rolling, a busy bit. We got to talk about Trump and Biden in town. Some observations from the rallies. Coming up, it's the MJ Morning Show Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I have to make my final plans today for the MJ candy COVID schnit sugar shoot at my house. Now, is that guy going to call me back, your greatest fan, Roxanne, who said that he's a dump truck guy and he's got access to all kinds of construction materials? He was going to get me like a 3 or 4 inch diameter PVC 10 or 12 foot section of pipe, right?
Scott is on it. I have no doubt he's going to get back to us with some tools and whatever supplies you need.
I had another guy email me, and folks, if you don't know about my Halloween plan, I'll fill you in here in a second. Another guy emailed me at MJ. At MJMorningShow.com. You want to email me anything? MJ at MJMorningShow.com. He said, MJ, I've got a 10-foot piece of 6-inch pipe. I think a 6-inch pipe, that's going to be too big to do what I want it to do through my front gate on my driveway, right?
You could stuff a small dog down a 6-inch pipe. That's really wide.
Yeah, I think 6-inch is way too big for my pipe plan. And what I'm going to do is I want to have Halloween and trick-or-treating for the kids, but I don't want to have, because, you know, the CDC says that Halloween is high risk with all the kids coming to your door and the contact. So my plan is to do the COVID candy shoot, and that's where on my driveway I rig up a 10, 12-foot long piece of PVC pipe. I'm thinking it like a 3 or 4 inch diameter, and I roll it through the top of my gate on an incline, so I drop the candy in from the top, and then it slides down the pipe, and the kids put their candy bags or buckets right at the end of the pipe, and it goes right into their bag or bucket. So that's going to be the candy chute, and I'm going to be like 10, 12 feet at least socially distanced from all the kids that are going to come to my house. If, and it's a big if, what is Halloween going to look like? What is the volume going to be this year? It's kind of a, this is like no man's land. We haven't been here. We don't know.
We don't know. I did like Fester's idea. I know you don't like it, MJ, but adding the lights to your sugar shoot to attract the kids and maybe some festive Halloween music.
Well, the deal is it's getting power out there. I'm going to have to run a extension cord. And
yeah, now we're getting to a lot of work.
Well, no, listen.
Just have a Bluetooth speaker with the music.
Let's get something straight.
Yeah.
A pipe stuck through a gate slinging candy is the laziest thing possible.
No, it's the smartest, most intelligent, socially distanced thing possible when it comes to COVID-19. And if you have a couple of hundred kids come to your house, that you don't have all these little potential germ carriers breathing in your face.
A candy catapult would be the most entertaining.
Oh, so fling it like 100 yards down the road?
That'd be great.
Hey, yeah, try to find this little bitty teensy-weensy Snickers fun size that I just flung into someone's trees.
All right, hold on, MJ. Yeah. I'm on the Home Depot website right now. You want a 4-inch pipe? You think that'll cut it?
That still looks pretty big.
Four inches is you know, 4 inches. You know,
right, so 4-inch by 10 feet is only $11.42 at Home Depot.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't need a favor from Scott over a $12 piece, do we? 10-foot piece
you
of
know,
pipe.
I got to be honest. I think 4-inch pipe that might be too big as well.
Are you picturing more like a roll of wrapping paper size?
Well, I need it to be. I might have to.
4-inch seems right. 4-inch seems right.
You think 4 inch is right for the pipe?
You put your basket underneath it or your pumpkin underneath it to get the candy. That seems like the right piece.
Well, the COVID candy pipe. I'm probably going to do this all on Saturday morning. Get up early and measure the gate and figure out what pipe can go through. Because I want to make like a fulcrumy deal where I put the candy in, then I tilt it up and it slides in. That kind of deal is what I'm thinking about. So I wouldn't have to be necessarily on a ladder for like hours while the kids are coming by. Anyway, Halloween, of course, on Saturday. We'll get into more detail coming up in just a bit. The Tampa Bay area, front and center, national spotlight yesterday. All the network news shows, anchors and reporters were in town because Trump did his rally at Ray J. He was in the north parking lot at Ray J on Dale Mabry. This was, rally was set for 1:30. I don't think Trump showed up until about 1:50, 1:55. Does that sound about right? I think that's when
he
started.
He was reuniting with Melania.
And Melania, this was, I believe, Melania's first stop back on the road after their bout with COVID. So Melania actually did, the First Lady of the United States, Melania did a whole intro to Trump. And that was at, you know, almost 2 o'clock yesterday. And then, of course, Biden rolled in. And Biden, close to 7 o'clock, Biden did his rally. And he did a drive-in rally at the Florida State Fairgrounds across from the Hard Rock.
I'm very familiar with drive-thrus. You know, McDonald's, Burger King.
Yeah.
You're rallying when you're going through there.
Yeah, but don't forget
PDQ.
Yeah, PDQ, absolutely.
I'm a small investor.
But what did it look like? I didn't see any video of the Biden event.
Well, he was on a stage. You know, they had a whole stage set up, and then, you know, people drove in kind of like it was a Cars movie, you know?
It's like a drive-in theater, but
it's
the
like
show
a scene out of Grease.
Oh, man.
Kinnicky was there with his hot rod.
With
Grease Lightning. But many are saying the contrast between the two campaigns. You had Biden that did a drive-in, and then Trump did a packed rally. What'd they say? About 5,000 or 6,000 people were there?
6,000 is what most of the news agency were reporting. I heard from some people who were there. It was closer to 8,000, but it's hard to tell.
Now, and again, I'm not being political here, folks. Masks are not, in my eyes, and should not be politicized. Let me be very clear. Mask wearing and best practices and what doctors and what other countries have done for years, masks are effective. The science just shows that, and it's just common sense. You have a decent barrier. It's going to help with droplets and spread. So masks should not be politicized, but there was a big difference. And what was it about Tampa yesterday? Because at Trump rallies, the people that are directly behind Trump at other rallies, typically most do have masks on. And a lot of them are MAGA masks that it seems like the campaign passes out. So my recollection on the rallies that I've seen with President Trump in the last, you know, since he got back on the road, that people are wearing masks. Most when they're right behind him when he's doing his speech at the presidential lectern. But for whatever reason, in Tampa yesterday, it was the opposite. Most other stops, most people have masks, a few don't. In Tampa, almost everyone behind Trump had no mask on, packed together, and only a few people had masks.
I think because it was so hot. And I think people have an aversion to masks. Doesn't make it an excuse, but they don't put the mask on when it's hot because they can't breathe.
All right, so I'm watching video off of the PBS website of just raw video of President Trump walking onto the stage in Tampa.
Right.
Nobody in the crowd is wearing a mask except for the Secret Service people.
Right.
All the Secret Service guys are masked up.
You know, folks, take a tip from the Secret Service.
What do they know?
Take a tip from the Secret Service. Again, it shouldn't be politicized. Just a mask during a pandemic when you're, well, first of all, that's a lot of people to be jammed together with no masks. That's my concern, and I'm not making a political statement. I'm just making a health statement. I'm making an observational statement.
I think people get a little too comfortable when they're outside. And you don't think about the fact, hey, you're going to be packed in like this. You might still need it.
Also, did you see that the Tampa Fire Department, they were hosing people down?
No, seriously.
Yes.
People were getting hosed down because of the temperature. I think several people were taken to the hospital for heat exhaustion. Hang on, MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
We are a little less than 2 hours away from Froggy's new Friday Fall Concert Series, Halloween themed, and a stunt, which I also believe is Halloween themed. I don't know the whole deal, but Fester is concerned that this could be the end, that Froggy could get seriously injured during this event. Fester, would you like to... we found the Trump audio. When the Tampa Fire Department were hosing folks down at the Trump rally yesterday, we got Trump audio. You got to hear this. Fester, again, your concerns, please.
My concerns is that Froggy will sustain some serious upper body injuries.
Don't be a weenie.
All right, listen. It's a concern. If you walk out of here, or if you get carried out of here with two broken ribs, they're going to say, well, why didn't anybody talk about this? Why didn't we think about this?
Well, thankfully, I have insurance now.
No. The health insurance doesn't kick in. This is interesting.
I got to use my...
Our health insurance, as new Beasley employees, it doesn't kick in until like January 1st. Because what is it? It's the... What was the 60 days after the 5th of the...
After your month of hire,
right.
It's 60 days. So, of course, we started October 5, so I have to wait the whole month of October and then 60 more days.
So that's November, December. So we do kick in on Jan 1. Is that correct?
That's what I hear.
All right, we're going to have to hold off this stunt until January 2nd.
Yes,
hold on. Where's your health insurance through now, Froggy?
Well, I have to do it with my company, so it's, you know.
Oh, so you're covered.
Yeah, but not like, you know. Not probably
you're
as good
covered.
As I am.
Come
here.
On, you're covered. No? All right, Froggy stunt and song happens at 8:30, so an hour and 45 minutes from right now. Stand by.
Is it too late for you to wear some kind of protective equipment?
For what? No.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Protective equipment. What's the point?
You're in mommy mode.
I know. Wait.
Protective equipment.
Helicopter mom.
And Roxanne, you were mentioning... Oh, let me play the Trump audio first, and then you were concerned about kids and Halloween and cars and sunroofs. And hold on to that thought. Here, the guardian angel, Roxanne. All right. Let's play the Trump audio. This is Trump commenting as the Tampa Fire Department... yesterday was hosing down people, spraying water on people at the Trump rally because what was the temperature out there? Was it high 80s?
Must have been.
Yeah, low 90s, I think, was the expected high, 89, 90 right. For the high. And it was right in the heat of the day. I saw that 12 people were taken to the hospital.
Yeah, I think I saw the same thing, just with heat issues, heat exhaustion, or just getting too hot. This is Trump. As Tampa Fire Department was spraying water on the crowd.
I don't know, I actually felt good. I felt water on my face. I said, where the hell is that? They may be doing that on purpose. Let's find out if they're friend or foe. And if they're foe, let's take care of those son of a bitches. Look at that. Are you okay? Oh, look, they're hitting the press. That's okay. Oh, there go the cameras. There goes $1 million worth of equipment. Look at that.
Is that his speech? That's what he was doing during his speech?
He does it. It's like a stand-up act. Dude, I'm serious. When Trump does the rallies, it's like he wings it. It's sort of a stand-up comedy act.
Tell me where you're from in the front row. Where are you from? Sounds good. I mean, God, so weird.
Son of a bitches. Yeah, gonna,
working the crowd.
Look, they're spraying down. Look at the fire department. They're spraying down the TV equipment. They're shorting it out. And there goes $1 million worth of equipment. Sons of business. They just electrocuted Jim Acosta from CNN.
Good.
If you listen to our pretend President Trump interview yesterday, the thing that gave it away is that he wasn't as outrageous as the real President Trump.
He was making too much sense.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed when we're listening to our clips of our friend Mike with his fantastic Trump impression. I'm like, this is what the president should sound like, not what he does sound like.
Coop, do you still have the audio bites on there, or did you take all the Trump bites down? Are those still on my page?
I took them down.
Oh, you did?
I did, but I can put them back up.
Yeah, come here so I can smack you.
Yeah, leave that stuff up. You never know. It's not hurting anything sticking up on the page. Well, no, it's going to be too late anyway. All right, so Roxanne, you're concerned about kids' Halloween and sunroofs? What?
Well, you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face for all the good social distance things we're doing in lieu of maybe trick-or-treating and getting too close to people. We don't want to hurt ourselves. For example, they're doing a parade around a school near our neighborhood, and so there are all these cars lined up.
When was the parade?
Last night.
So last night, and you live in the
West Chase area.
West Chase area. So,
not in West Chase, but outside.
So they did a parade with cars.
Yes.
And kids were in the cars, and what, did people just throw candy at the car windows? Or
I
what?
Didn't see the actual parade, but what I saw is the line of cars leading up to it.
And then kids were hanging out of the sunroofs.
Sure, yes.
But how fast were the cars going?
Well, a couple cars were just going slow, sitting in the traffic, and I get it. And then I did see other cars going full speed. Yes, like that.
Kids.
How many kids were beheaded?
You're telling me that kids were hanging out of sunroofs while cars were driving at full speed?
I did see one car driving at regular speed.
What she's telling you is on Line Ball Avenue, they were drag racing with toddlers sticking off of the roof.
All right. Now, if you're doing a Halloween car parade and you're going like idle speed and you're just going along at 2, 3, 4 miles an hour and it's very slow in a neighborhood, and you're not on a main thoroughfare, I don't really have an issue with that.
Right.
But if they're going at speed, if you're on a main road, then yeah, that's problematic if a kid is hanging out of a sunroof and not buckled in.
I've done stupid things when I was a kid, my dad probably did dumb things with me. But I think that you just have to be careful.
Do you?
What?
You think they have to be careful?
I'll let my kids
hang out. I just don't
want
to hear accident.
I'm not concerned with at low speed in a neighborhood if the kids are hanging out of the sunroof fence. I'm not concerned with that. Let me tell you what I'm really concerned with. I'm concerned with this rash, and it's been happening for years now.
Oh, my God. I'm concerned with my rash.
Gross. Who has it? You get away from me.
I got the rash right here.
Oh,
I'll show you.
All right, Fester.
Oh, but different rash.
I'm concerned with the rash of kids that are driving golf carts around neighborhoods and even on main roads. It's like, what the heck is going on? That's insane. I see it in my neighborhood. I'll see people driving like on West Shore, like in a golf cart or crossing West Shore when cars are driving, you know, well over the speed limit. You know what happens if you get hit by a car and you're in a golf cart?
Oh, we know. We did it.
We did a stunt in the MJ Morning Show parking lot. This is years ago over on Gandy when we were on the other radio station. And we broadsided a golf cart. It was even shown on Inside Edition. Do you remember that?
I have the YouTube video of that.
Yeah, it's online, I believe. Do you have it? Oh, look, this is on YouTube. Go ahead.
She was a vivacious 14-year-old full of life. Now she's dead. After taking a ride in a golf cart,
with
gas prices through the roof, a growing number of communities are allowing electric golf carts on the road. But as Matt Mahar reports, there are serious safety concerns.
They're becoming a common sight.
Yeah, scroll in. Get the part where they're mentioning the MJ Morning Show. Scroll, just scrolling. Keep going. Scroll in. Keep going.
Her doctor at first thought
golf carts are allowed. Keep going. All right, scrolling. Go on. Oh, there, roll back. No, just roll right there. Go ahead.
Drives across a busy highway.
Listen to this.
So what could happen if a car crashes into a golf cart?
Oh!
This crash demonstration was conducted by the syndicated MJ Morning Radio Show. The car is traveling at 32 miles an hour.
Oh!
The crash test dummies with no seatbelts or side protection are...
They were like blow-up sex. They were like blow-up sex dolls.
The occupants were hurled. The people in the golf cart would be dead.
Most golf...
That was on Inside Edition. What year was that? Like 2008. We did that. And I'm seeing the kids driving the golf cart. I saw a mother and father driving a golf cart with what had to be a one-year-old kid sitting on the seat between them.
Yeah, that's big in my neighborhood, too.
I'm sorry, that is idiotic. Mm. It is idiotic. And I'll see like 8, 10-year-old kids driving the golf carts themselves with a bunch of friends. And it is nuts.
It's scary.
Even in a neighborhood at 25 miles an hour, if a car hits your golf cart, you're screwed. I think it is ridiculously awful parenting to allow kids to drive golf carts around when cars are driving 25, 35 miles an hour in a neighborhood.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, I just saw, I don't know if I was supposed to see this, I just saw Fester in the hall, and Fester's carrying a very large pumpkin. So, right now, Froggy and Fester are not even in the studio, it's just me, MJ, and Roxanne. The other guys are out of the room. Here comes
Fester.
Fester's coming back in. Fester, I don't know if I was supposed to see this, but I did see you just now in the hallway walking by with a very large pumpkin. So, obviously, that's part of the Froggy Fall Concert Series stunt. There's going to be a pumpkin involved after he sings the song.
Obviously.
Is Buck, our video guy, lined up to video this as well?
Yeah, we spoke to him last night. He'll be here. We'll have great video of the whole performance and the aftermath and the potential injury. So I'm excited.
I saw a story that the e-scooter share program has officially started in St. Petersburg. Now, the e-scooter program in Tampa, I have a lot of people that I know that have been complaining about this. You know, about scooters zipping in and out of traffic and running people over on sidewalks. Something that I don't understand is when I see the e-scooters in Tampa and they appear to be abandoned on the side of the road. Explain this to me, Fester.
All right, so they all have a location device on
them.
And there are people who get paid to pick them up every night and then charge them. And then bring them back in the morning.
Okay.
You can leave them anywhere.
Yeah, you can leave them anywhere. And then they know where that's left. And there's people who go out and they might get $6 or $8 a day or something like that to recharge it.
Where do you get the e-scooters? I've got a little bit of a learning curve on this. Where do you, like in New York, you had like the city bike racks all over the city.
Sure.
So with the scooters, are there set areas where you can get the scooters?
For example, near Armature Works, there's kind of like a bike rack area with these scooters there. Right. And you can...
So you use your credit card or you do it on an app online or what?
It's an app.
You do it with an app that you hook up with your credit card.
Yeah, then you pay for it online so there's no money transaction and then you're off.
All right, so you can leave them anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You drop them, leave them wherever the hell you want to drop. Because literally, we were going to a friend's house on Davis Island. We live in Beach Park area and in South Tampa. And we were heading down Platt. What's that? The Penguins ice cream place, right? We passed by that place, and we're sort of in no man's land. There's, like, no business. And there's, like, scooters just littered on the side of the road. I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
But they were gone the next day.
Okay.
They get picked up over the course of the day and recharged.
I thought they were abandoned.
It still looks like crap.
And to your point, they're just lying in places. Like, where was that person going from that scooter job?
Exactly. So when you go down Platt, and then, you know, you get to the crosstown, you can get onto the crosstown right before downtown. It's just sort of littered all over the place. So can anyone then just go get on one of these things and it'll work?
No.
How do you activate it? How do you start it? Explain this to me.
Through your app, you end your session.
Well, some people don't end. You can find ones that are still running.
Yeah, I mean,
I test them all the time. And when before they're here in Indianapolis, I'm always there. and they're everywhere. And I'll pick them up on the way back. I'll be like, he'll always find one with some juice, like 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left.
So
you do it by minutes.
Yeah, so if it has, just like a parking meter, if it has a little more time, you can use it. Otherwise, you can't, then the other person gets billed
all
for
right.
it.
So yesterday, Thursday, was the beginning of the St. Petersburg e-scooter share program. Yeah, Fox 13 had a story. The city quietly started the year-and-a-half test run of the scooters to see if they're a good fit for the city. It was a soft launch, as described by Mayor Rick Kreisman. And there's going to be an official start to the program this morning, so get ready for e-scooters to be littered all over St. Petersburg now, right?
E-scooters are a perfect idea until you witness a crash.
Yeah.
And have then you'll never get on
them. Have you witnessed the crash?
Yeah.
What did you see?
I was in Ybor City, and my kid, my little guy, likes to ride the trolley. So before COVID, we went down, we fed the roosters, and we walked down to the trolley to take the Ybor trolley. And we're on the sidewalk, and a tourist is driving toward us on the scooter. And she sees us, me with a kid, when she gets into the road. And
oh, poor kid.
No, the front tire went into the trolley track.
Oh, no. And then that stuck there, and she went flying, right?
She couldn't maneuver it, and she went head over ass and just hit her head on the cobblestone.
Ass over elbows.
Oh, my God.
If you want to test drive them, Sunday, 10 a.m. in the parking lot of Al Lang Stadium.
All right, I will not be there.
Bring your own helmet. I got to wash my hair.
Do they provide helmets?
No.
You got to bring your own helmet. All right. Roxanne is very, very, at least I think Roxanne is concerned about deep fakes. Next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Q105, MJ here, Froggy Fester and Roxanne. 7:10, Friday, day before Halloween. We have some Halloween inflammation coming up in just a bit. We've got the Froggy Sun coming up in, an hour and 20 minutes. 8:30, the Froggy new song, Friday Fall Concert Series, and then some kind of Halloween-themed stunt at the end, and Fester says this is potentially the end, that this one could be that bad. What line is she on? She's on 6. Let me grab Marissa. Marissa is down in Sarasota, and she heard us talking about the e-scooter program, which has been in Tampa, and now it is launching in St. Petersburg. And Froggy made a mention that, and Froggy's out of the studio. I don't know, is he prepping for his deal? Where is Froggy?
I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Well, Froggy has been traveling because when he left the MJ Morning Show, when we went off the air over on FLZ back in 2012, he went into the family shelving business. So he travels the country. They put up shelves and racks and all kinds of stuff. And he goes to Indianapolis for like a convention every year. And he was saying that he saw the Indianapolis e-scooter program, and they were littered all over the place. And Marissa's on the line. I think Marissa is originally from Indianapolis. Marissa, you are on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys this morning?
Doing well. So you have some thoughts. You're from Indianapolis originally, right?
I am. I'm from Indianapolis. I moved down here about a year ago. I'm also in the healthcare business. So the scooters in Indianapolis are everywhere. You can ride them, drop them off, wherever you want. But there is a place called Broad Ripple there. The scooters are everywhere, and that is like bar central. So we would
Great. So drunk people. That's a great combination. Drunk people on scooters.
Yeah, it's such a great idea when you've been drinking all night. Let's get on a scooter.
Hey, you know, in a lot of places, you can get a DUI on a horse. You can get a DUI on a riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
Can you get a DUI on a motorized scooter?
That is a great question. I don't think I can answer that. I would think so, but they have them everywhere. And my children have been on them, and they're fun. But when you're drinking, probably not such a great idea because they cause a lot of injuries.
All right, so are you a nurse? Are you a hospital nurse, like an ER nurse?
Yes. Yes, in Indianapolis I was.
All right, and you saw lots of injuries on the e-scooters?
Yes, a lot.
What's the worst you saw? What's the worst injury that comes to mind?
Well, a person in his mid-20s, who fell and hit his head on the curb and caused some very serious brain damage.
Oh, my God.
And so was never quite the same after and had a lot of rehabilitation. So
that sucks. And are you still in healthcare? You're still a nurse here in the Tampa Bay area or down in Sarasota?
I am, yes. Yeah. Now,
are you at a hospital? Are you doing ER as well?
No, I am at a doctor's office there.
Gotcha.
In Bradenton.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, thank you, Marissa. I really appreciate you listening to the MJ Morning Show.
No problem. I love it. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. You know, we ought to ask for cops. Any local cops, can you get a DUI? Yes.
You can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you find it?
In Florida, yep. A vehicle seen as anything that can be used to transport someone or something from place to place. So scooters, there you go.
So DUI on a scooter.
For sure.
But be careful. And, you know, she was talking about that bar area in Indianapolis, and I would imagine the scooters are around Ebor, right, in Tampa, and...
They're all over, over downtown, all over the Bayshore area.
I've seen them littered all over the place, you know, these things. All right, Roxanne, you sent me a story about deep fakes. And a deep fake is when someone can create an image out of nowhere. You've seen the stories about pictures of people that are popping up and the person doesn't exist. They're completely computer-generated images. But along with this AI, this artificial intelligence technology and deep fakes, there is a massive concern because there's a bot that will take normal pictures of people that can be found online and then turn them into nudes. Did you see this?
Yes.
Holy frigamoly.
I hope they give me a good body.
All right, so Roxanne, you sent me the story. Are you concerned that your image, you Roxanne Wilder, that you're going to be turned into some online nudie thing that's floating all around?
Not me personally, but it does make you think twice about posting pictures of your family members. Makes you think about that a lot more because any weirdo can find something on the internet and do some weird funky stuff with it.
Over 100,000 of these non-consensual sexual images have been posted online, and this is where the bots can grab photos from images through search engines and take a normal clothed image of somebody and turn it into a nude.
Yes. And I think they've been doing stuff like that with celebrities for a while.
But now it's like, really, it looks
real.
I heard one of my friends came across a porn site, okay? And a
just
lot
came
of,
across it.
Which and means, you guys were just chatting
hold
about
on,
it.
Hold on, which means it was Froggy, not one of his friends.
It's just my friend, Michael.
One of your friends, yeah.
And sure. They do that with a lot of celebrities. They're like, celebrity, and it's not them, obviously, but... You know, they'll post a celebrity's face on the body, but it looks so real.
All right, Roxanne, be honest with me. And you sent me the story, so that's why I'm asking you. Have you ever done any risque photos? Have you ever...
Every person has done a risque photo because you want to see how you look.
I haven't.
And who's in control of these photos?
Yeah, it's called a selfie, and you say, how does this outfit look on me?
Have you shot nudes of yourself?
You know what I did? Honestly, you want to hear something crazy? The time I took the most naked pictures of myself... was during my first pregnancy.
Really?
Yes. Because you're like, wow, my boobs are big. I got to take a picture of these.
Wow, you could make some money on some sites I know.
Now, prior to being pregnant, did you ever take any nude selfies?
Who hasn't done that?
All right, and then what about in...
That's what our phones are for.
That's actually what they're not for.
Hang on. So what about, did you ever in a relationship, whether it was husband number one or current non-husband who... you're in a perpetual engagement to, have you guys ever done any, the concern here is stuff that ends up in the cloud and then maybe you get hacked and then maybe.
Right. No, I mean, honestly, I would feel completely comfortable passing my phone around right now at this point and there are no photos that would offend anybody except for big pregnant bellies.
What about stuff you've already done? Or are you concerned at all that has not been contained? Are you afraid that anything's gotten out? Or you think that everything's been deleted or it's fully in your control?
What he's asking is, did you send a nude to a boyfriend in the past? That's what he's asking.
Here, am I concerned? And you're asking, am I concerned?
Yeah.
I'm not concerned because if anyone ever calls me out on it, I'll be like, whatever, that's a deep fake.
Yeah, there you go.
Fake. That's your cover, huh? Deep fake. Well, you sent me the story, so it's almost like there's a...
There's a concern.
You know when somebody...
I'm always concerned.
You know when someone says something and they say, oh, but that's not it. But there's generally some kind of thread, a little thread of truth to the story or this... So I'm wondering if you sent me the deep fake story because you have a personal concern.
That's... I sent you the deep fake story truly because I have alerts on my phone for anything like robot AI related because that is my obsession because I think it's just a matter of time before the world is going to be taken over by robots.
Listen, what alerts do you have on your phone that's robot AI related? You have apps? What do you have?
You are more and more weird every day we get to know.
I want to know what alerts do you have?
I'm exaggerating. I don't really have alerts, I gravitate towards stories.
You're talking out of your ass is what you're saying.
I gravitate towards stories that are related to robots.
Good morning.
And I think we need to be more concerned about robots.
Here's why this is important for us. Because it's making the transition from celebrities to common housewives. So if you're listening and you're in your car and you're thinking you're untouchable with these deep fakes, they're coming after you.
You know what? That is the point. That's the exclamation point on this.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Froggy's going to be the warrior in about an hour from right now. And the stunt preparation looks to be in the final phase. Is this like a terminal phase, Fester?
This is stage 4, stage 5.
I just get the feeling that there's just a severe lack of serious preparation for this bit.
What are you talking about? Look at all the awesome stuff we got.
I got to rehearse my song, guys.
And it happens in an hour, exactly an hour from now. Froggy performs a new song. It's all part of the Froggy Fall Concert Series. And this is Halloween related, and then it will end with a new Froggy stunt. And Fester says that this could be the most dangerous thus far. Now, as far as all of the stunts that we did after Froggy songs when we did the old MJ Morning Show, does this concern you more than any of those as well? Remember the Ring of Fire and all that?
Yeah, I could have been killed by a car dropping on me during that one performance. Okay. Also, I got attacked by military dogs.
That's true.
They could have ripped my throat out.
Right.
You wore proper body protection on the military dogs.
Oh, yeah.
You wore a fire suit for the Ring of Fire, so I was slightly concerned about the landing. But if you recall,
I was in my 20s as well.
I went to the YMCA and borrowed a wrestling mat, and you landed on that, remember?
Dude, you were a whole lot younger. Your body more pliable. And
I'm almost 41.
Hey, do you remember all that stunting? Now, when folks first discovered like YouTube, what was that? Like 2000... 2005. Yeah. Do you remember the folks that were doing all that crazy backyard stuntage and wrestling? Yeah. And folks were jumping off of roofs onto tool shed roofs and going through like metal tool sheds. Remember all that crazy backyard crap?
That was America's Funniest Home Videos before YouTube came
around. You're right, it was.
Yeah, but sort of Jackass got that whole act going.
Now, one of the most memorable ones was when Froggy did one of his songs, and then the Ring of Fire, you were in a shopping cart, were you?
Yes, right? Yes. I wanted to do a mini motorcycle, and that was ixnayed.
Right.
Froggy's gonna ride through that burning Ring of Fire in a wobbly shopping cart that might just make his luck expire.
Man, the Ring of Fire. And, Fester, you're saying that this is far more dangerous?
I don't want anybody to think that I'm speaking in hyperbole right now, but yes.
All right, it happens in less than an hour. 8:30, new Froggy song, and then what the hell's going to happen? And, of course, Buck is going to be here from the Beasley Video Department. The whole thing will be videoed, and we will have it up on our website. So you'll hear it occur audio-wise on the air, and then the video will be up at MJMorningShow.com later on. MJMorningShow.com. Guys, I cannot tell you how many folks thought that Trump really called into this show yesterday morning at 8:30.
First thing when I got home, my wife was like, oh my God, I thought you had the president on the air.
I had salespeople. I had Beasley Media Group salespeople text me, oh my God, you had me. And of course, we didn't. We probably could have played it off that it was real. But that's not our style here. We don't want to trick the audience. We want to let you in on the joke, and that's why we let everyone in at the end that it wasn't really Trump. But the point is we could have played this off, and there are a lot of people, including Fester's wife, tons of salespeople here, friends of mine that thought it was actually Trump until I said nope. What are you giving me hand gestures for, Fester?
No, line three. I got my wife on the line. How convinced she was about the Trump segment yesterday.
Hey, Allison, you really thought that was Trump, right?
I totally thought it was him. Hook, line, and sinker. I thought that he was talking with the president of the United States. I couldn't believe it.
This is Allison, Fester's wife of what? 15 years? How long have you been married?
15 years.
Almost 20.
Oh, my freaking God. Really?
We got married 3 weeks before Chloe was born.
Oh, wow.
Michelle couldn't come to the wedding because she was all impregnated by you.
How do you know it was by me?
Well, I assume.
Allison, I'm sorry we tricked you, but now, do you think we should have played it off that it was really him, or do you like the fact that at the end we let the audience in on the fact that it's a buddy of mine named Mike that does an unbelievable Trump impression?
I was excited thinking it was the real president. However, when you let us in on it, I'm glad you did, but it was a little disappointing because I thought, my goodness, the president just called the show. But then I thought it was funny when I heard that it was somebody else.
All right, Allison.
Allison, was there anything that MJ said during it that gave it away? Did he sound like he was excited enough talking to the president? Because that's what I was trying to listen to, knowing it was fake, because the guy's voice was spot on.
Yeah.
No, MJ, I mean, honestly, afterwards, I recognized, okay, maybe I could pick out you playing the sound bits or whatever. But while you were doing it, I just thought that he was distracted and he was getting ready to get on Marine One that he was talking to y'all. I mean, it sounded spot on.
All right, let me play. Allison, thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you later. All right, Fester's wife, Allison, who bought the Trump thing yesterday. For those that didn't hear it, of course, all of our shows now are podcasts. So by 11 a.m. or so, every morning, every single segment from our show that day is up on MJMorningShow.com. So if you miss any portion of the show, 6 a.m. hour, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, the entire show is podcast. All of our segments back to back to back to back to back, and it's all posted at MJMorningShow.com every single day. So this is the way it went, and I'm not going to play the tape from yesterday. I've got the individual clips, and I did this live. I was doing my part live, and I'm just clicking the mouse here, and I'm playing the bit. So I'm like, all right, the president's on the phone. Good morning, Mr. President. How
you doing? Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. It's an honor to talk to you. I'm good, but it's been a long weekend. We've got a long way to go still, right?
So I would jump in, and I was making noises like, I was doing the noise. So, Mr. President, you know, I asked, reporters ask you dumb questions, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I wish I got questions like that. I never get questions like that. I always get the tough ones. I mean, that was funny, wasn't it, though? There he is with all these things, right? All these things going on in the election, just so close. And Joe's getting a milkshake, and somebody from the press goes, what flavor is it? I mean, really, who cares, right? And remember, Obama got the same thing. What is your favorite ice cream, Mr. Obama? I get up there, and they go, hey, you so-and-so, blank, blank. If they could cuss, they would, right? I wouldn't get anywhere. They don't care about my ice cream. Actually, the only thing they do care about my ice cream is that I took two scoops one time, if you remember, and they made big news out of it. Oh, the president took two scoops. He took two scoops. It's ridiculous.
That's true.
That's you.
So this is what makes Mike so believable.
Yeah. Fester found the story from 2017. What's the headline?
Trump gets two scoops of ice cream. Everyone else gets one.
Yeah, it's a CNN story from May 11, 2017. And wasn't it an event at the White House and all the other guests had one scoop and Trump had two in his bowl.
Look, I am an expert on ice cream and pie. If you want a reason not to like President Trump, it's because he puts ice cream on top of chocolate cream pie, which just sounds weird.
There's nothing wrong with that. Ice cream can go with everything. And then, of course, I'm not going to play all the sound bites. Well, yeah.
MJ, you're an ice cream maker. Wouldn't you be happy if you make ice cream and someone says, yeah, I'll have two scoops of that? Makes you feel good.
Well, I'm just getting into ice cream making with my Lello Musso Pola 5030 Italian machine. All right, so then we say goodbye to Trump. This is the last bit. I'm not going to play like five other cuts, but this is the very end of it.
Listen, I got to go. Marine One, I see, is revved up, ready to go. We're doing some more rallies today. Excuse me, peaceful protest is what we call it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a great honor.
Appreciate it.
I'll call you back. I'll tell you what, I'll call you next week.
Thank you, Mr.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. President. President Trump. So that was the bits from yesterday. And Allison, when he said, I got to go Marine One, she bought it hook, line, and sinker. And then, of course, right afterward, I played the opening again as a joke. So people would say, wait a second.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. It's an honor to talk to you.
I played that again, and that's how I got into, folks were joking around. It wasn't really the president, but isn't that an amazing impression of Trump?
Here's the thing about impressions. The impression is supposed to be more ridiculous than the actual person you're trying to impersonate. It's the exact opposite here, where this caricature seems like a much more competent president than the rallies that we have right now.
What?
Play the clip from Trump yesterday. Friend or foe, let's get those sons of bitches.
It was the same exact cadence.
And Fester, you were the head of the Young Republicans Club, right?
Now I am the vice president of the Chubby Young Republicans Club.
I remember, you were a young Republican, right?
Yeah.
It's the MJ Morning Show back in a moment. It's Q105.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
My dad left me a voicemail at 5:45 this morning. My dad lives over on the East Coast with my mom, and today's my dad's birthday. My dad is Joe Biden's age today.
Wow.
Do you know what that is?
76? 75?
Nope.
Higher?
78.
Oh, wow.
Biden, I think, turned 78 shortly. I think Biden, check Biden's
and
birthday.
I think Trump is older than him, right?
No. Trump is younger than him.
Okay.
Yeah, Trump is like 74, and Biden turns like 78 in just a couple of days.
Trump just turned 74.
Back in June
14th.
Yeah, so Trump was 74 in June.
Biden
turned 78, I think, in November, sometime in mid-November.
Holy cow,
he's coming up. He's going to turn 78. On November 20th.
Yeah, I told you. It was sometime in November. Yeah, Froggy.
He's going to be 78. Wow.
Yeah, so Biden is going to be 78. My dad turned 78 today. And I want to play this voicemail. Now, I'm just going to play it over the speakerphone. And I'm going to hold it up to the microphone. I think the quality should be halfway decent. Listen, this is my dad.
Hey, Todd. It's your dad calling. It's about 5:45 on my birthday. So I thought I'd call you and say hello and tell you I'm still alive. So when you get a chance and you're off the air, give me a call back. Okay?
Did he really?
Yeah, have a good show. Bye.
All right, so was my dad just making sure that I didn't forget his birthday? Was that what that was about?
You think? Could have been it.
Literally had to call you on his birthday. So, I mean, were you going to call him?
Yes, I wasn't going to forget. I've got little reminders so I don't forget Michelle's birthday and our anniversary. I've got those things set up.
Just thought I'd tell you, it's my birthday.
Oh, jeez.
Well, happy birthday.
My dad is 78 years old today.
Look at that.
Unbelievable. Speaking of phones, Roxanne, you just mentioned that some guy in Ohio tried to bribe an Apple repair dude. Was this actually at the Genius Bar, or was this at one of these third-party phone repair places like You Break, I Fix or whatever?
I think it's a You Break, I Fix kind of place. Yeah. And this was actually, you're close, Michigan, so the Midwest.
Okay. Yeah. So what's
the
story?
And so this guy, he's named Manny Warda, and he works as the iPhone repairman. He had a guy come in, drop off the broken phone for repairs. When he opened up the phone, he found a surprise in the battery compartment. It was a note and a $100 bill, and the note said, please tell my wife the phone is unfixable. She wants to check the call history. $100 is yours. Thank you. So this guy goes and posts it on his TikTok video. Of course, it's going viral.
Wait a minute. What the hell was in this guy's call history that he didn't want his wife to see, that he was willing to just abandon the whole damn phone? What was on it?
He's calling some girls he wasn't supposed to be calling.
Most likely. Doesn't this guy know that you can go in and you can erase your call history? You can go in and you can erase your internet searches? No. Hello?
People can still, you can still get that stuff. Right? Does it stay on your phone forever?
No, if you erase your call history, if you want to erase your texts. Now, let's say you're in a legal issue. Like law enforcement or lawyers, they can get a subpoena, and some of that data is probably retrievable from the cell company.
Okay.
Yes. But you can erase it from your phone in most cases so somebody can't see it. Like, if this guy's trying to hide little mistresses and little janky hookups around town, he can do that himself.
Yeah, it's either mistresses or embarrassing wiener pictures. I don't know. It's one of the two.
This is great, though. I didn't tell you the end of the story because I'm just reading it right now.
Yep.
According to this guy's TikTok, the repairman's, he didn't want to get involved. So when the wife came back to pick up the phone, he gave it to her, showed her the note and the bribe.
What a rat.
What a little tattletale, huh?
Man, that's not cool.
Oh, my God.
And the husband came back, starts throwing things. So then they had to get the police involved. And that's
what?
All we know.
What's the name of the shop?
Is it in there? So the guy's, it's in Michigan.
Hold on. Roxanne sent me the story as well. It's a Daily Mail story.
Right.
And it happened in Michigan.
But, you know, this is the thing. The guy says, I didn't want to get involved, so I gave it back to her and showed it. Well, you just got yourself involved.
Worse. He got himself very involved. He's going to get his butt beat.
Yeah. He could have called the guy. Well, I guess not. He had his phone.
Wow, so he ratted the repair guy, the hubby out to the wife.
What a punk, man.
I don't think that's a very stable relationship.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
She's a Jezebel.
And I guess the husband comes back and he's asking for his phone. And that's when he told the guy, hey, I just had your wife come pick it up. And he went crazy and can be heard saying, I know you'd... She doesn't know. I gave you the money. You weren't supposed to tell her.
That's where, like, the crazy husband, like, would stab the iPhone repair guy with a screwdriver on his tool bench, you know?
It's like a reality show almost.
Yeah. iPhone, I'm going to take your eyes out with a screwdriver. Yeah, I don't think that marriage is long for the road here.
No, I don't think
that's going to happen. All right, folks, stand by. We are just over half an hour away, 40 minutes away from the brand new Froggy song and what is being described as a ridiculous, most dangerous Froggy stunt finale ever. It's coming up.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Cast. Oh my God, the folks that are doing things online, the apps, the websites, the technology. First of all, I had no idea that ice cream machines and reliability were an issue at McDonald's. Right, hold on, I'll explain in a second here. Welcome back. It's the MJ Morning Show. Q105, 8 o'clock exactly. Let me nail the Trip a Day song and do it before I forget. The Trip a Day song to win a 3-day staycation at the Plaza Beach Resort on St. Pete Beach is Free Fallin' Tom Petty. Mason Dixon is going to play it sometime in the 3 o'clock hour today. When you hear it, just be the 7th caller and win. The Trip a Day song, Free Falling, Tom Petty, 3 o'clock hour with Mason. Be the 7th caller and win. Good luck from Q105. All right, we got to get into your early voting yesterday, Fester. Roxanne, you early voted as well?
We did.
All right, hold on. We'll get into that in a second. This McDonald's thing, and let me be clear, I like McDonald's. McDonald's is an American institution, I have extremely fond memories of McDonald's growing up. In fact, my mother from the early 1970s still has, like, the McDonald's glasses. Remember the glasses that you could get with the characters like the Grimace or Mayor McCheese?
Yes!
They had actual, like, maybe 12-ounce heavy glass glasses for your kitchen, drinking glasses. And you would go and each week they'd have a different one, and you'd be able to get my mom still has these that I cherished, that I loved as a kid. So look, I'm a McDonald's fan. I'll always be a McDonald's fan. McDonald's, an American institution. I did not know that there was an issue with McDonald's ice cream machines. And the story says that, here's the item. This came from The Verge, which, The Verge is kind of like a tech kind of website. It's also on Reddit. The New York Post did a story on this thing that McDonald's ice cream machines are famously unreliable.
Might be the only person in America who doesn't know this.
I didn't know.
Well, whenever I've been at McDonald's and I wanted a McFlurry or I wanted one of the famous $1 ice cream cones, I've never had a problem.
Now,
I've never been denied at McDonald's.
I found this a couple of years ago on a Reddit thread. Why are McDonald's machines constantly having issues with their ice cream? And it's because the main reason is the maintenance. They have a specific cleaning schedule.
Are they using Taylor machines? Because I thought, I tried to look for images online to see, you know, what brand of ice cream machine that McDonald's uses, but I thought they were Taylor's. You know, and Taylor, I thought, was a very reliable machine.
It's not that the machine is physically broken. It's that the cleaning of it has to happen two or three times a day.
Okay, so the machines are not necessarily... I gotcha.
So the machines aren't broken. They're not malfunctioning.
Well, that's a good thing that McDonald's is, you know, maintaining and cleaning their machines for health reasons. I think that's a positive thing.
Right, but if it's a 30-minute clean cycle twice a day...
You could be, an hour that ice cream might not be available.
So that's the logic behind it.
Why don't they get two ice cream machines? So when they're cleaning one, use the other.
Brilliant.
Why don't they get five ice cream machines, Froggy?
This could make five milkshakes at one time, sir.
The founder. I saw the movie.
This guy builds an app called McBroken.
Okay, it's I thought it was an app. It's a website. Okay.
This guy builds a website called... Well, this story says it's an app, but it's also a website.
I'm on the McBroken site right now, McBroken.com, and it is fascinating.
But it looks like in the Tampa Bay area, virtually all the machines are green, meaning that all the ice cream machines, there's one red dot. Hold on, it looks like it's out towards Sefner.
Okay, the one out here that you're looking at is exit 14. That's the one in Dover.
Right. So their machine's offline right now. And then the one at 501 East Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard... that was checked 49 minutes ago, and it says machine is broken.
The one in Dover, the machine is broken. There's also one, I believe, in Wesley Chapel.
On Brisbane Downs. Yeah, and that says it's... But there are dozens and dozens and dozens of McDonald's, and they're all green dots, like all over the area here. And this is pretty ingenious. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the machine is broken. It could just be in the cleaning cycle.
Right.
How does he have the inside info?
This is amazing. Mm-hmm. He has a team of monkeys that calls McDonald's all over the country every 10 minutes.
Okay, this operates off of the same logic as Waze.
This is amazing. Listen to how he does. So, Froggy, it's a good question. How the hell is this guy doing a website or an app that shows you a map of the entire United States and shows you green dot or red dot whether the McDonald's ice cream machine is working? He does it because he was able to tie into the McDonald's ordering app. He was able to write software. And what happens is if you go to the McDonald's app to order from your McDonald's, it tells you what menu items are available or not available. So if the machine is down, then you're not able to order the ice cream. And that's how they're collecting. That's how they're mining the data. That is pretty ingenious.
It's a better plan than what I came up with. In my head, I started thinking.
All right, Roxanne.
Just calls the stores? What does he do?
What was your brilliant plan?
You know, he's got people reporting into him if they try to get one and they're not available, and then he's got to follow up.
That might get a little tedious, this way, it's all electronic, and he has it's all done by, like, a program and an algorithm, and it's all populated electronically.
Real time.
Now, it is.
Here's the entire state of Florida. Across the entire state, there might be 10 McDonald's having an issue or cleaning it right now.
Yeah, most all ice cream machines in the state of Florida and in the Tampa Bay area are working. I'm looking at all Pinellas County, all the green dots. McDonald's are all over the place. I'm looking at Tampa, Hillsborough County. I'm looking down in Manatee and Sarasota counties. I'm looking up at Polk and Pasco. And again, it's almost all green dots here. So it means the ice cream machines at McDonald's are working. But McBroken, that's pretty funny.
I can visually picture myself at almost every one of these locations.
You should be a tipster.
inside connection.
You're saying that you've been like at every single one? Is that what you're saying?
I've never wanted an Oreo McFlurry more than I do right now.
Are you gonna? Well, there's a McDonald's. You can walk to this one right down from the Beasley Studios.
Green,
right?
Green, green.
And it's a green dot. Festers on the way. Well, we got to talk about early voting next. MJ Morning Show. And this is Q105. We're back in a minute. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, come on.
What?
What day is today?
The 30th.
Today's the 30th. It's the day before Friday. Halloween.
I missed it.
What'd you miss?
Dude, you're hijacking us. What'd you miss?
Free taco day.
Oh, wait a second. Us talking about the McDonald's ice cream machines, did you think about fast food and then...
Oh, we're talking about McDonald's. We're talking about McFlurries.
That's right. Taco Bell. Was it Mookie Betts?
Mookie Wilson.
No, it was Mookie Betts, a different Mookie.
So,
how many kids are going to name their kid Mookie these days? Because
it's going to get hot.
Yeah. Mookie's going to be one of the top boys' names for 2021.
Listen, Mookie's not a bad name. However... Free tacos. He stole a base in game one of the World Series.
Right.
America gets a free taco.
And that was when?
Wednesday.
Oh, how did we miss that?
Wednesday the 28th was, you know what? We ought to send you there this morning or later on and just say, I'm here for my free taco.
Hey, but today was the day.
Free taco day, October 28th.
You missed it.
Son of a... Damn it.
You missed the 20th. Fester, how did you not have that as like a reminder on your phone that triggered the trip and everything?
I've been disappointed in myself several times in my life, but never more than this.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It's 8:11. We are about, 20 minutes away from Froggy's Friday Fall Concert Series song and a new stunt. This will all be videoed. Buck, our video guy here at Beasley, is setting up 3 cameras again, all different angles. So this will be videoed. It'll be available on our website. We'll have it at mjmorningshow.com later this morning. And Fester is very concerned about this one.
As I see it coming together, I actually feel a lot worse about it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you feel better.
I mean, I don't know how this is going to end well.
What's the ladder for?
Folks, there's a 6-foot ladder in the studio. There's a husky 6-foot green fiberglass ladder in the studio. I would imagine that Froggy is going to climb the ladder and hurl himself somewhere.
Look, gravity plays a big part in this stunt.
Oh, my God. All right, folks, it's coming up. Make sure you're with us 18 minutes from right now, 8:30, the Froggy song, an original song. It's a Halloween theme, and then Froggy does something at the end. I don't know. All right, early voting.
We did it.
I went last Sunday, and we walked right in. There was zero wait. Michelle and I went into the Jan Platt Library on South Manhattan in South Tampa. We walked right in. There was literally nobody in line, nobody voting. There were like 10 poll workers in there, but that's it. We were the only voters. And again, we did it at 45 minutes before Buck's kickoff at like 3:15, and that's the time to early vote. I'm telling you right now. All right, now, Roxanne, you went yesterday, and
I did.
How long?
Lunchtime, I got right in. I do have to say there were more people voting than there were on Election Day during the primaries. It was more crowded. I brought my 10-month-old baby with me because I think tensions are high sometimes at the voting booths because everyone's eyeing each other like, hey, are you voting for my candidate? No. Oh, you look like a this voter. You look like a that voter.
Were you carrying your baby, or do you use a baby Bjorn?
No, I actually was just carrying her. I was freewheeling it, and Even all the people who gave me my voting ballot.
Was she latched on breastfeeding or something?
Yep,
or?
She was right, just latched right on.
How distracting is that? I'm trying to vote.
You know what? I'm allowed to breastfeed wherever I want to. Gosh darn it.
Are you still doing that?
No. Are you kidding me? No way.
I mean, did you breastfeed?
I did. Both my daughters.
And when did you stop?
My first daughter, she got 7.5 months-ish.
Right, and then
my second daughter got 3.5 months. The pandemic hit. It got very stressful, and I couldn't even do it anymore.
And now she's on Beefaroni.
Right? Yeah, she's...
cans of beef. Just opens up little zip-top cans of Beefaroni. And that's
easy to transport.
All of my favorite foods. Yeah. McFlurry's, Taco Bell, Beefaroni.
Where do you vote? Where was your early voting?
The West Chase Library.
And
a library there.
How
in
long
Chase,
was the wait? Anyone in line?
Yes, there were a lot of people there, but they were really moving the line nicely.
How long did you wait?
All
right, so you went, there were people in line.
A lot of people there, but I went right to one of the booths that was open.
Right to your table, they checked your ID, and then you were
voting. Checked my signature very clearly because I did have my mask and sunglasses on. I forgot to take my sunglasses off.
Yeah, that's the sign of the times. And then, Fester, you voted yesterday as well, right?
Yeah, we went to the Jimmy Kiel Library up in North Tampa.
Who the hell is Jimmy Kiel?
I don't know, but they named a library after him. And, no line. They had a little sign, 0 minute wait. We walked right in. I brought my daughter, Hadley. She actually filled out the form. She got to fill in all the bubbles.
Do you know that over 81 million people have already early voted across the country?
And I thought Americans were procrastinators.
81. I think COVID. And listen, I always voted day of, but with COVID and knowing that my polling place is Christ the King in South Tampa. That's my polling place. And it's a smallish kind of room. And on election day with COVID and spacing and all that, I figured, you know what? I always vote day of, but this time we're going to vote early because of the unknown with COVID.
In 2004, when Bush and Kerry were running, I waited on election day for like 2.5 hours. And I was like, screw this.
Oh, you did?
On election day.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm never coming to election day again in my big presidential election. So I always try to vote early and get it out of the way. But this year, I think it's going to be the exact opposite. So many people early voting. Election day is going to be a breeze.
Yeah, it might be. You might be 100% right. Where's Froggy? What is he doing? Is he getting prepped up? Is he like Rocky? Is he getting the pep talk right now for his big deal coming up in a few minutes?
I think he's taping up. He's actually getting dressed in his Skrizzle outfit, and he might be putting on some kind of protective equipment.
Skrizzle is back. Folks, if you didn't see the hot sauce one from last Friday, where Froggy has a 1 gallon bucket of hot sauce poured in his eyes, face, and mouth, the video, the original song about the studio being too hot, and then the tie-in with him being dumped with hot sauce, the video's up at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com, and it is must-watch. And then I'm being told that today's could actually top last week's. Buck, our video guy, grab mic too, Buck.
Yo, yo.
You've been doing video and stuff like this for a long time.
Years, yeah.
You used to work at The Bone as well, right?
Yeah. Worked over at Cox Media Group for a bunch of years.
Right, now you're here at Beasley, so you've seen a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
How does this crap rank?
I mean, when I saw the hot sauce go into his ears, his eyeballs, his nostrils, I went home and I told my wife about it. And I even my shoes were covered in hot sauce. It was definitely top three of my radio career moments. Today may pass that.
All right. Folks, we are like 13 minutes away. 13 minutes away. Yeah. What do you want, Fester?
No, I have the video pulled up.
Fester is just... Too hot.
Fester has a plastic kiddie pool.
Yeah.
Fester, why do you have a plastic kiddie pool?
I have a gallon bucket of hot sauce.
Oh, no. Here it is. Yes. This is from last week.
It's too hot!
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
All right, folks, you got to see that video. It's up at MJMorningShow.com, and then this morning's could actually top that.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Friday Fall Concert Series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The return of the MJ Morning Show has brought the return of the Froggy Friday Fall Concert Series. It brought us incredible previous stunts like the hot sauce incident last week. If you haven't seen that video, it is up, mjmorningshow.com. It is must see. Of course, years ago, the Froggy Ring of Fire. Yeah, remember this?
Froggy's gonna ride through that burning ring of fire. In a wobbly shopping cart that might just make his luck expire.
Ride, ride, ride through that ring of fire.
All right, folks, we are moments away. Froggy here on Halloween, or the day before Halloween, is going to do, I believe, a Halloween theme song. Look, Froggy's already in the Skrizzle character mode. He's like doing his he's got that chin up, and he's looking all like important Skrizzle like.
He's jealous of my chin, little man.
He's in character.
What are you sighing about, big boy?
I do not feel good about any aspect of this performance.
Skrizzle, your song is good enough. Just leave it at the song. Don't do the stuff.
You guys are going to be surprised with this song.
Folks,
real surprise.
We are one day away from Halloween. Halloween is tomorrow. Remember this?
Yeah.
One more day to Halloween. Halloween. One more day to Halloween. Silver Shamrock. One more day to
Halloween.
Do you remember
this? This was the Halloween movie that went off the rails. Remember that? This was like Halloween 3. Hey, kids.
Just one more day. Only 24 hours. But that's plenty of time to pick out one of the big Halloween 3.
Do you remember Silver Shamrock? Did anyone see Halloween 3?
I did not.
Of course.
That's the one that went off the rails. It's like, what happened? They were on acid. That's the one where there was no, like, Michael Myers theme. It was a company was making those Halloween masks, and there was some kind of, like, metallic badge that it was activated when the kids watched the TV commercial with the flashing lights, and it made snakes come out of their head. And you didn't see Halloween?
No, I don't like scary movies.
What?
What a wuss.
Oh, come on. All right, so,
what is this, your mischief day? Is it gate day? Is that what you call it?
Gate night.
Gate night.
Yeah,
would you call me?
Up north, when I was growing up in New York, I grew up until I was 11 in Nanuet, New York, in Rockland County, just outside of Manhattan, up the Hudson, and then...
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, Skrizzle. Hey, Skrizzle.
I'm here to perform. I don't want to hear about your history, bro.
Why don't you show some respect, Skrizzle? Skrizzle.
Yeah, you put me in
MJ bio. You can find it at mjmorningshow.com.
And then when I was 11, we moved to Virginia Beach. But I think in both places, the night before Halloween, we called it Gate Night.
Yeah, I Googled that, and it's Gates of Hell.
Or Hell Night, Gate... There are different
Mischief
names.
Night.
Mischief Night, exactly. So
this is...
It is
Skrizzle getting mischiefy.
It is Mischief Morning Show, is what it is. So, Froggy, are you about ready?
Who's Froggy?
I'm sorry. Who's my bad? I'm sorry. Skrizzle.
The name's Skrizzle.
Are you ready, Skrizzle?
I'm ready. This is a little different beat. Me and my partner, Big Lou, worked on. Has a little more of a hip hop feel.
Ooh, I like it.
Not really.
So, tell me how this is going to go. You're gonna do your song, and then we're gonna
do my song,
and then we have a big stunt coming.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
All right. Are you getting wise with me? You being a wise ass with me, Skrizzle?
Toilet.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 8:32. This is Q105. It's the return of the MJ Morning Show, and this will be... Is this the third one now?
Yeah, the first song was about my breath. The second song was the hot sauce.
Studio, yep. And now this. Halloween, apparently. Lady, what do you call yourself? You're Skrizzle, the lead singer of the Flying...
School of Tadpoles?
I was going to say Flying Tadpoles. School of Tadpoles.
That would be stupid.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it, baby.
You want to give me a count?
Introduce me.
And then, folks, remember, wait for the end, because there's going to be some kind of a stunt at the end of the song. I'll tell you right now, there is a table. I see a very large, large pumpkin carved as a jack-o'-lantern. And I see a 6-foot green fiberglass ladder. Those are the elements. Ladies and gentlemen, Skrizzle Skrizzle. From School of Tadpoles on the MJ Morning Show.
Let's go, baby.
You better move your big ass.
Yeah. A little long of an intro, Big Lou. We got that.
It's a long intro.
Knock, knock. Who can it be? Not some little kid looking for some candy. That's right. It's almost like a sin. This year, Halloween is bleeping broken. Sorry, kid. Get out my face. No trick-or-treating going on at my place. No Kit Kat bars. No Baby Ruth. No streets covered by a little annoying youth. It's all over. No doorbell ringing. No trick-or-treat. Smell my feet. Song singing. It's all over. No fun to soak in. This year Halloween is freaking broken. Come on. This year Halloween is bleeping broken. What you think? Halloween is freaking broken. COVID sucks. We all agree. Next year, Halloween party. But until then, no fun to soak in. This year, Halloween is broken. Yeah, that's right. Like chairs that Fester sits on because he's a fat boy. Halloween's broken, baby. Let's go. Boo-hoo, little kids are all crying. Halloween sucks this year. I'm not lying. Don't leave your house. No candy needed. Stay away, kids. Just beat it. No Twix bars, no gummy bears. No need to get dressed up for stupid scares. Don't taste the rainbow, it's all gone. No drunk parents puking on my lawn. It's all over, no doorbell ringing. No trick or treat, smell my feet, song singing. It's all over, no fun to soak in. This year Halloween is freaking broken.
All right. Folks, the sunglasses have come
Halloween
off.
Halloween is freaking broken.
The headphones have come off. Froggy is climbing a 6-foot ladder to the top of the ceiling of the studio here at Q105.
Halloween is freaking broken.
He's now grabbing a pumpkin. Fester, move the microphone down. So Froggy is on top of a ladder.
He already broke something.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Are you okay? Are you okay? Oh my god! Run! Are you okay? Run! Oh my god! Oh my god! I don't think he's okay! Froggy, talk to me!
What's that?
Are you okay?
Oh my god!
Come here, Buck! Come here!
Oh no!
Are you okay?
Oh, no.
You okay?
Oh my god!
Are you okay? Okay. You okay? I don't see blood.
Oh my god, folks!
Are you okay?
Froggy climbed on a 6-foot ladder, put a giant pumpkin on his head, and jumped onto a table and went right through the table.
Oh my god!
And it's on the floor.
Let me help you up. Right. Hold on. Just off me. Come here. Hold on. No, other way. Give me your hands.
Was that an air hockey table?
That was an air hockey table he jumped through, but I don't think you're supposed to move somebody.
Oh my god.
My back. Froggy,
okay. He looks dazed. He's definitely out of it. He is speaking.
Froggy is lying on the floor. The pumpkin's off his head. Did the pumpkin smash?
I think the pumpkin's the only thing that saved him. It saved his head.
It was like a helmet.
It was like a pumpkin helmet.
Yes.
Oh my! Folks, ride motorcycles with pumpkins on your head instead of helmets.
Get water in here.
All right. Froggy's holding his head. Froggy's on the floor, folks. All right. Hold on a sec. I said this last week. I mean it again. Hang on. Let's regroup and see what's going on here. Friday Fall Froggy Concert Series, Q105. Back in a minute.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
That was, again, unbelievable. Buck is like, oh, man, this video is going to be amazing. Now, Froggy seems to be relatively okay.
Do we need to test him to see if he has a concussion?
Now, Froggy, was that your kid's air hockey table? You jumped. I had no idea it was an air hockey table. You had a tablecloth on the air hockey table that you jumped on. The air hockey table exploded as Froggy. Well, first of all, I thought the song was great. I thought that the...
Really? You liked it, huh?
I'm sorry, Scrizzle.
Yeah, well, I'm Froggy now.
Now he's back to Froggy. Yeah, I thought the lyrics were very clever and well written.
And a hip-hop built to a techno.
You get it? Halloween's broken?
Yeah, Halloween's
table,
broken.
Table's broken.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Very metaphorical.
Froggy Scrizzle's broken. The whole thing.
Right. My back feels a little broken, right? I mean, I got to tell you, that was quite a jolt. That was quite a jolt to the system.
So, as Froggy was ending the song, he climbed up on a green 6-foot fiberglass ladder here in the studio. He put a giant jack-o'-lantern on his head, a real pumpkin, and then threw himself off the ladder onto the table, which happened to be an air hockey table that belonged to his kids, which is now just destroyed. The thing exploded.
So I think now is my time that I should announce that DJ Scrizzle's retiring.
That's it.
Do you guys now see why I was so worried about his safety?
Well, I get it.
Well, it's still fall. Fall doesn't end until December, 21st?
Yeah.
When's the winter?
We've got about 3 weeks that we'll be here after Thanksgiving, so you've got it.
What is the winter solstice? What
December 21st.
Look, his body can't handle any more stunts. It's not that he doesn't want to sing for us. He doesn't want to die.
DJ Scrizzle's out of retirement.
Now he's back. Oh, he's back already. All right, Buck, how long before that video is up online? About an hour?
An hour, yeah.
All right, so
he's quick.
Buck from Beasley Media Video Department will get that video cut, and it'll be up on the MJ Morning Show website, mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. It'll be up in just a bit.
I do feel like I was knocked out for like a second or something, because it was like a flash. And then I swear to God, I got knocked out for like a second, it felt like.
I believe it.
And then I come to and I see Fester's lovely face.
You think you lost consciousness?
I think I...
Really?
The pumpkin really hurt my neck.
Your face was really red when you...
Dude, I think the pumpkin saved your life.
Is there a chiropractor that advertises on air?
Oh, we're working on that.
It's the launch of Froggy's chiropractic endorsement.
Hi, this is Froggy for the chiropractor. When you jump off tables after you sing songs you've written 10 minutes earlier.
I think that should be a hit song right there.
Oh, my God. That was insane.
The best part of the song was the no more parents puking in my front yard. That was great.
Front lawn.
That was unbelievable.
Thank you, sir. I'm here to please. I don't feel good. I feel like I'm going to puke.
That way, dude. That way. Out the door.
Froggy's leaving. Don't puke in the studio. Why would he need to puke now? Doesn't make any sense.
I don't need anxiety.
My back hurts.
Guys, I've gotten 3 more emails from folks that said they wrote in the MJ Morning Show as their presidential vote. Remember, I shared an email from a listener that was, last week? And a listener said that he was early voting and he was actually going to write in the MJ Morning Show. And listen, it's your prerogative to vote for whoever you want, either Joe Biden, Donald Trump, the incumbent president of the United States, or the other candidates from different parties that are on there. And then on the ballots here in Florida, you've got the provision to do a write-in. And a guy sent me an email. I'm going to talk about it. A guy said, hey, I wrote in the MJ Morning Show for president.
It's a huge compliment.
And I now have 3 other emails from people that are saying, I wrote in the MJ Morning Show as well for president.
By committee.
One guy said he wrote in MJ Todd Schnitt.
Yeah, I was about to say, you have to be more specific than that. I mean, how would that work if this whole show was president?
Well, it's great because we have all these different perspectives. Coop would even be part of it. So you got the Gen Z president. Angle and me.
The idea is only getting worse and worse.
Hey, speaking of Coop, don't we have something with Coop this morning? Isn't there a musical thing?
Oh, yeah. We do. We have time for it today. If not, we can kick it down the road till Monday. Coop grew up being a huge fan of the Black Eyed Peas.
Right.
And something happened the other day in the studio while you stepped out for a second, totally blew his mind. And he did a little research, and now his mind is completely off of his shoulders.
Like blown.
So he has his first MJ Morning Show segment he wants to present to you.
All right, so we can do that coming up probably. Oh man, it's 8:45 already.
Yeah.
Holy.
Time flies when you're falling through hockey tables.
Roxanne, you're 100% right. All right. TikTok, Instagram. Are you guys following? Are you guys seeing all the same ads that I'm seeing? There's something with all of these ads. that you see on Instagram, or I don't use TikTok, but I saw a story because I did some research on this, and I found a story that mentions TikTok as well. So I want to hang on, because I think many of you are going to know exactly what I'm talking about as far as some of the advertisements. This fascinated me. Did you see that NASA has found a rare asteroid, which it's not made up of rock, it's made up of metal, and this is insane. So NASA has found a rare metal asteroid that they say is worth $10,000 quadrillion dollars. What the hell is that?
How many zeros is that?
Who's going to buy that?
A quadrillionaire?
How much is that?
1 billion, gajillion, fifillion, shabadoodle-million.
That's about right.
So this thing is made out of metal like gold and nickel and, I mean, all kinds of... And this thing, they're saying, is worth an inconceivable amount of money. 10,000 quadrillion dollars? That dwarfs the entire economy of the Earth for, what, decades and decades? I mean, forever, infinity?
The history of mankind?
Is there no way to capture this thing? Get a big net?
The whole potential value of the entire global economy was $142 trillion last year. So they're saying 10,000 quadrillion, which is above trillion. This is insane. And I've heard about it. I've heard that there are companies that want to mine asteroids. And I'm sure that's something we're going to be able to do, not like next week, but maybe in, I don't know, 50 years, 100 years.
We're going to be able to mine asteroids in 50 years?
They did it in the movie.
That seems so close.
You land on it, you pick a couple pieces of gold, and then you fly away.
Yeah, Elon Musk is going to jetpack up there, absolutely, with his flamethrower. But that's just insane. You think about just gold and nickel and all kinds of metals making this massive asteroid worth a jillion, quadrillion.
You're not pissed off I'd be if I got a stone from this asteroid and it was just nickel. Give me the gold, baby.
Yeah. Platinum.
This is going to be a rich get richer kind of deal because only Elon and the likes are going to have access to it.
Or Jeff Bezos. Who'd you say?
Elon and the likes.
Are you talking about the Likes family?
Is that his band?
Are they coming out of that South Tampa Likes family compound? Yes. Is that what they're
going to rock it right up there?
All right, Jeff Bezos. Amazon vans are going to be driving back and forth from that damn asteroid. All right, 8:48, it's the MJ Morning Show. Advertising, TikTok, Instagram. I want to know how many of you folks are falling into this trap. Are you falling for it? We'll get to it next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
The MJ Morning Show Q105 858, and Roxanne just informed me we've got breaking news regarding the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yes. Speaking of breaking, my headphones are broken after Froggy's stunt. His back is not broken, so that is a good thing. Now for the breaking news.
Yep.
The Rays, one of the Rays players' wives tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, no.
So
and that was inside the bubble?
Right, because they're all kind of inside the bubble.
Whoa.
And they're getting tested all the time, obviously. And most of the team returned home from Texas on Wednesday. None of the other Rays personnel have tested positive as of Thursday.
All right, so now, which Rays wife? We don't know?
We don't know.
So one of the Rays wives has tested positive. And Fester just gave me a look. Fester, I think we're on the exact same page. Let's say it together.
All right.
That means that the Rays player's wife was making out with Justin Turner.
The Dodgers. Boy.
Yeah,
the Dodgers. The player from the Dodgers, Froggy.
Justin Turner, right?
Right.
Is that him?
Oh.
The red-haired dude that got pulled out of the game in the ninth inning because he tested positive for COVID-19 in Game 6 of the World Series. They yanked him out, and then he came back out on the field without a mask, and, you know.
You got to go to L.A. and kick that guy's ass.
Oh, clearly.
Seriously.
Clearly, the Rays player's wife was making out with the redheaded third baseman from the Dodgers. Yeah.
She wanted a champion.
Yeah. With red hair.
And she made out with the ginger on the team.
Hey, guys, speaking of breaking news, and Froggy almost breaking his face, couple of things on that front. Fester, you got a text from Kim prior to me, and then I checked my text after. Now, Kim is Froggy's wife. And Kim sent me a text that says, and I saw, she sent this to me just before the stunt.
Okay.
Before Froggy's song.
The performance.
I'm sorry, before the performance. Kim, Froggy's wife, texted me, I don't feel good about this stunt. We've done so well for so long, not going to the hospital. And then, Festa, what did your...
I sent Kim a post-performance text.
Right.
And I was like, he survived. I tried to protect him from himself, which I did.
Right.
And he didn't listen. And then she writes back in Kim tone, he is an idiot. He told me last night that he wasn't jumping onto the table. We had a good run of him not having to go to the hospital, and I don't want to break that streak.
Well, listen, especially during COVID times, we're not going to the hospital no matter what happens.
Right, well,
to me.
Listen, Froggy tweaked his back a little bit, but he's okay.
He's
and
fine.
Then the other element here is. People from the law offices of Russo, Pelletier, and Sullivan, which are downstairs right below us.
Wonderful people.
I'm sure they are. I've never met them, but apparently they rushed upstairs to find out what the heck that explosive sound and their whole office shook.
Oh my God, really?
The whole ceiling shook.
So they got to go through the ceiling. That would have been amazing.
The law offices of Russo, Pelletier, and Sullivan, they're criminal justice attorneys. Here in the Bay Point Commerce Center, you know,
sorry,
the
guys.
Coger deal here in St. Pete, their offices are right below us on the first floor, and they thought that like there was an explosion up here. They rush up to the lobby, like, what's going on? And Heat, who's in our lobby, says, just the MJ Morning Show.
We apologize. They're great neighbors.
Getting a lot of eye rolling when people see me in the hallways in my Skrizzle outfit.
They've got a 4.6 on Yelp reviews with 40 reviews. That's pretty good.
Nice.
Should we call the law offices of Russo, Pelletier, and Sullivan and apologize for rocking their offices just a little while ago with Froggy? What do you weigh, Froggy? You weigh what? 180?
180. I weigh like 215 pounds.
All right. So Froggy, how tall are you? Six feet.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So Froggy jumped off of a 6-foot ladder onto a table, smashed through the table with easily a 20-pound pumpkin on his head, and smashed into the floor, and the table collapses. And I guess downstairs at the law firm, they thought that something was coming through the ceiling.
God, I mean, the stem put a ding in the ceiling here.
Oh, what was that? Oh, you knocked the picture off a wall of one of the lawyers downstairs.
Oh, my God.
A picture, probably the law degree, fell off the wall.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Sorry. Don't sue me.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go down there and make amends with these guys. I'm sorry.
All right, just go down and apologize. If there's any damage to the picture, if we broke the glass, we'll go to Frames R Us or something, get some new glass on their picture frame.
We did discover that pumpkins can be utilized to protect against concussions.
I tell you what, I smacked the heck out of my... You were right about that pumpkin. That was Fester's contribution.
Right.
And it saved my noggin.
I teased this a little while ago about TikTok and Instagram. Is anyone in this room, when you do social media, are you, and even Twitter, Facebook, are you falling? There's a whole influx of ads for gadgets with like the little 30-second or 1-minute videos. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I watch every one of them.
Now, I'm not a TikTok user, but I am an Instagram user. I see them all when I'm going through my feed and I'm scrolling. It's like nonstop, and it's like 90% seem to be like kitchen gadgets. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I love those gadgets.
The sales of these gadgets on social media are going through the roof. people are buying these gadgets, and companies are making a fortune. And the bulk of this stuff, isn't it coming from China?
I'm sure.
Yeah, well, have you ever ordered anything off of Wish?
I've been on Wish just to take a look, and I just didn't find what I was looking for. The pricing sucked, so I never bought on Wish.
Okay, I went down the Wish rabbit hole like the first couple of months of COVID. Yeah. I might have spent like $1,000 on crap that
What did you buy on Wish?
You name it, everything from gator masks to bungee cords to all kinds.
You need a belt.
We got a pandemic. I need bungee cords.
Listen, I thought the supply chain was breaking down. I needed them.
Bungee cords.
We need bungee cords.
So some of the things that are being sold, and people are buying this stuff in droves. The Always Pan. It's a pink pan that. It's a fry pan, a saute pan, a steamer, it's a skillet, it's a saucier, it's a saucepan, it's a nonstick pan, it's a spatula, it's a spoon rest, it does it all.
Okay. How are ShamWow sales doing?
I don't know.
All right. This is the most amazing looking pan I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, is that the one I just mentioned?
Yes. How much do you think it is?
$1,995.
$145.
What the hell? Really? Dude, you buy an all-clad for that. Our all-clad cookware, most of it's from 1995, and it is still unbelievable. We use it every day.
I'm impressed you know the brand name.
I'm into pots and pans.
And
don't,
brand names.
Don't mess. Ask Michelle. I know much more about the pots and pans. We've got tons of all-clad, yeah.
And Froggy knows all about the pots.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Food huggers. So if you cut an avocado, there's a food hugger that saves the other half of the avocado. People are buying like tens of thousands of these things.
I don't like those.
That's an awesome idea, actually.
Oh, the kitchen safe.
Oh, yeah, the little lockbox?
Yeah, so the kitchen safe was posted by some company. I guess it was originally featured on Shark Tank, but now there are ads on social media for this thing. So... You think
tube socks on a roll would be good?
So if you eat something or if you have a snack and you don't want to eat it all, you put the remainder in the food safe and it won't open up until a certain amount of time, whether it's a day or 10 days later.
Brilliant.
Or 10 minutes
terrible.
Later. The food safe, even if you take the batteries out, the food safe won't open up.
Wow.
You probably need a sledgehammer to smash the thing apart.
How many fat people have just lost their mind just trying to get in that thing like a bear?
Dude, I would pour some A1 sauce on the safe and eat that son of a gun.
But no, it just seems that with social media, all of these products, and it's really probably crap that people just don't even really need. It's kind of like, remember the Hammacher, Schlemmer catalog and the Sharper Image catalog? It's like all kinds of stuff. Brookstone. It's like stuff you just don't need.
And they just suck you in with the sexy food porn videos.
And folks on social media seeing these ads and they're buying all these damn gadgets and some dude in China is getting rich off his ass while they shipped us COVID. All right, 9:07, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. We're back in a moment. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
The MJ Morning Show. It's Q105 on a Friday. It is the 30th of October, my dad's birthday. Happy 78th, Larry Schnitt. And it's also the day before Halloween. Tomorrow's Halloween, and the COVID candy Schnitt shoot sugar pipe is going to be in full effect at my house in South Tampa tomorrow. I am going to rig up the pipe to slide the candy down a 10 or 12 foot PVC pipe to the kids. So there is plenty of social distancing. And in fact, man, we got a lot to do. We got a little less than an hour here on the MJ Morning Show. Is that your buddy Scott on the phone?
I believe it is.
All right. Scott is the dump truck heavy equipment operator, and he called and he said, yeah, don't go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get PVC pipe. I can get it from a job site or a construction. Hold on, man.
All right, Scott.
Let me grab Scott here. Hey, Scott, welcome back to the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi, Scott.
Hey, MJ. I got you a piece of 4-inch also.
So what do you have? What diameters do you have?
I got you a piece of 4-inch and a piece of 6-inch.
Oh, yeah. The 6-inch is way too big.
Okay, I can do the 4-inch. I got that, too.
All right, so where are you right now?
I am in between yard and the job site, getting ready to fight the traffic on the Crosstown Connector.
All right, so I probably need you just to leave it somewhere, because I'm going to be leaving the radio station, you know, a little after 10 a.m.
Yeah, can you make it to the radio station by, like, 10:15?
Not today.
Yeah. All right. So,
MJ, do you
Or I could just go to flipping Home Depot and spend $12 for a piece of PVC pipe.
No way, this guy's offering you free PVC, bro.
I know.
Is he? You're making this really a lot more complicated than it is,
yeah,
Scott.
He wants to lace the pipe button.
I have an idea, but it's got to be off the air.
Oh, you have an idea, but it's got to be off. So we'll have a rendezvous, a meeting point or something?
Yep.
All right, now, is this pipe, is it okay, or is there, like, sewage remnants left inside this pipe? Or, I mean, what?
No, there's no floating items will be in it.
All right, is it clean?
It's just going to be rinsed out.
Oh, I got a hose.
Duty in
all right,
it.
All right, hold on. Let me put you on hold, Scott. Hang on a minute.
MJ, you know this pipe costs
$11. Oh, damn, I hung up on him. He'll call back.
HomeDepot.com, the one in South Tampa, has 86 of these pipes for $11.
It's probably too much. I should probably just go to Home Depot and buy a pipe.
He got the pipes for you. He did all the work. He went to the yard.
I know he's got the pipes, but all right. For those that don't know what I'm talking about, here's the deal. Is that for Halloween, I don't want to deprive the kiddies in the neighborhood. Michelle's going to go get the bags of candy, and I'm going to hook up this 10 or 12 foot long piece of PVC from the front gates of my driveway, and it's going to be on an angle. We drop the candy down the pipe, and it just slides right into the kids' trick-or-treat bag. These little germ-carrying weasels are at least 12 feet away from me, and no, I'm kidding. I love the children's.
You just don't love their germs.
Exactly.
I love the children's.
I love the children's. So that's the plan. That's the COVID candy sugar shoot pipe. That's the whole concept.
I'm on the city website to try to see if they have any tips, because parents are just like, what's even going to happen this Halloween? And the safety tips for trick-or-treaters, be part of a group. Do not stray from the group. There's safety in numbers. Isn't that opposite of what we're...
That's generic information that's worked every other year.
But not this year.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Hey, City of Tampa, you might want to update your website. Yeah, you don't want a whole bunch. You don't want, like, dozens of kids in groups going trick-or-treating this year.
Well, my neighbor put up a sign.
Get me Jane Castor on the phone.
My neighbor put up a sign and said, we are giving out candy. Because there was some rumors that some of the, you know, older folks in my neighborhood are going to black out. So, yeah, I mean, every neighborhood's different.
Wait a second. You mean black out as far as they're going to collapse and die and they need life alert? Or
I'm
falling and I can't get up.
That could happen any time as well. But on Halloween, they're going to dark their house out.
Like the pedophile blackout.
Like the pedophile blackout.
So they're going to shut the porch lights out? Like, seriously, in most cities, if you're like a sex offender, in most cities, some states or cities make people put up a notice in the yard. Yeah. Sex offender lives here, no trick-or-treating. But others have to shut off their porch lights and not allow kids to trick-or-treat at their house.
I think that's a good measure.
They should have a specific light, like,
little Bobby, we can't go to that house. He's a kitty toucher. You know?
I did do the Google search or the zip code search and put my zip code in to see where there
are. All the pedos are?
Right.
Yeah. And how many little
good
boy diddlers are near your house?
Yeah, only 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a story from ABC Action News. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office reminds sex offenders of Halloween rules.
And what are the rules in Hillsborough County?
You don't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Throw yourself off a bridge.
Guys, did you see Netflix is raising prices?
What?
So Netflix, the standard plan is now $14 a month. It's going to $179 a month.
That's not that bad.
No, I didn't think so. I thought it was reasonable. No, I'm kidding. They're raising it a buck.
They lost all the subscribers after the Cuties debacle, so now they have to raise the prices for everyone who stuck with them.
Oh, speaking of pedophiles, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of sickos like watching those girls in that French movie, right?
All right, speaking of pedophiles, the last thing we talked about, I'm just reading this story.
Yeah.
Last year, according to Sheriff Cronister of Hillsborough County, they conducted, during Halloween, 424 neighborhood checks to make sure everybody was in compliance.
Good.
Only one wasn't. And he got a free night stay at the jail.
You know what? Maybe I'll text the sheriff real quick, see if he wants to come on and talk about what Hillsborough County deputies will do Halloween-wise. I'll send him a text. As we go to a break, I'll send him a text and see if he can come on the next half hour. But it's kind of last minute. We'll see. Now, so Netflix raising the standard plan it's now $14 a month, and it's going to go up at a dollar.
What?
Oh, wait a minute. The standard plan is now $14. And it's up a dollar.
Has it been raised?
its premium subscription will go up $2 to $18 a month. All right, so here's the deal. I just saw the charge on my bill recently. My American Express bill, I think I saw a Netflix charge for like $14.17.
So you have extras.
So what do I have?
You must have something extra.
If prior to the raise, so I must have been at a higher... I don't know, Julie and my son set the damn thing up. I don't even know what we have.
Oh, if he set it up, I know what you have.
No, but we don't have the $18 a month thing. And that's what I'm saying.
Probably logged John from the secret adult backdoor channel.
Oh, and did you see the adult Play-Doh thing?
I did see that.
Oh, yeah. Man, adult Play-Doh? Hold on to that thought. Morons in the news, some Hollywood dirt, a tons of loose ends coming up here in just a bit. Don't move. It's the MJ Morning Show, Q105. We're back in a minute.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All kidding aside, everyone knows the MJ Morning Show. We do ridiculous things. We do funny things. And then we do serious things. I mean, there's just a... We run the gamut. We are on the spectrum, ladies and gentlemen. We do it all historically here on the MJ Morning Show. And I think it's safe to say that this Halloween is going to be different than like any other Halloween. And I do like Halloween. I loved as a kid trick-or-treating. So unless I put myself back in the kid mode, and it's just a special day. I mean, kids just love it, and sometimes it's the little things that just make kids very, very excited. And this is just a whole different year, and I just want everyone to be safe and careful this Halloween. And typically when you talk about Halloween safety, yeah, it's making sure that you don't go to a pedophile's house. It's making sure that you have a flashlight, that you hang out in groups, that you have reflectors on, that you don't stand in the middle of the road, that, you know, drivers in neighborhoods are going slow and then are whizzing down the road like an imbatard. So, but this year, now we got the added fun of COVID-19. So take a deep breath, and I'm sure you can trick-or-treat safely, but you don't want to group up, you don't want to congregate. The CDC says that trick-or-treating is high risk, but if you behave smartly, and if you figure out how to hand out candy, and maybe put a table out, and space it out, and hopefully the kids will be cooperative, and then I can grab all your candy. And I'm doing the COVID candy pipe. I'm doing the 10-foot, 12-foot piece long of, 10-foot long piece of PVC, and I'm going to slide the candy down the pipe so I'm nowhere near the kids, but they're getting their candy, and it's going to be sort of a fun novelty that I'm sliding their candy down a 12-foot PVC pipe.
I'm a little less exciting, just putting a table out with the candy in individual bags for them to grab. And one of our listeners sent us a video of cool ways to do it, one of which is to use your pool stick, the thing you clean the pool with that drains the...
You like your filter net?
No, the filter net, exactly.
It's the long the extending telescopic long aluminum pole that you have your net at the end.
That's and too much work.
You hand kids candy with that, and you flip it into their little...
You could have the kids 22 feet away with that device.
For real? I don't even think of that.
Roxanne, you are setting yourself up to be the scene of a robbery. Because if you put all that candy out...
No, don't take that. No, that's a dried, encrusted frog that I pulled out of the pool. Leave that one alone. just take the Jolly Ranchers, yeah. All right? Just take that. But also, guys, on a personal note... And this goes, it's not just Halloween, but it goes for 24/7, 365, until this COVID thing's under control and we have a vaccine. We work together in close proximity. You know, Roxanne and Fester and Froggy and me, MJ, we're close together. We're in the studio here. And, you know, I'm counting on all of you guys to be responsible, not just Halloween-wise, but I'm counting on you guys to be very responsible as far as your exposure. Every day until this COVID thing is behind us or under control. So I'm hoping that you guys behave accordingly, and because I don't want you guys bringing the COVID. Yes, Froggy.
I have a question, teacher. Yes. I would have to say that in this room, you
have become the most social one. You're with your buddies, your friends, having a, you know, wine at night. And you know,
you always
I don't do nothing.
We're social distancing.
We've had some people over to the house, but we're completely outdoors. I live on Tampa Bay. We've got a breeze. Typically, we're outside on a back patio, and we're socially distanced.
That breeze is going to blow the germs.
Me and Fester aren't around anybody.
I'm going to make a whole list of people who are my friends. Ready? That's it. I don't have any friends. I went out with you guys 2 months ago, and that was the last time we went out with anybody.
Listen, I'm sorry if I get a little preachy here. I'm just, you know, just want to bring it up.
By the way, I have a big party, a field party going on after the show. 150 people. You guys are invited.
What do you think about adult play? Stop it. What do you think about adult Play-Doh?
You know, well, when you say it like that, it sounds perverted, but actually it's called grown-up Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Is it penis Play-Doh?
No. Hasbro is coming up with adult scents, grown-up scents. So we all know, as we sit here, I can actually remember the olfactory smelling experience of Play-Doh. In my mind, I know what Play-Doh smells like.
And it hasn't changed. No. It smells like that.
I mean, what is that smell?
It's awesome Play-Doh smell.
Have they ever done, like, Play-Doh cologne?
No, but they should. Yeah, just wear it.
Smell like Play-Doh. That's the kid's smell, but then they have the grown-up scents, and they're coming out with, or I guess they're out. It's a new line of modeling putty Play-Doh.
This is so dumb.
It says it's sold out already on Amazon.
Wait, does it smell something different, or what is it?
Okay, I'm looking at two boxes, and it says Mom Jeans Blue and Cappuccino Latte.
Latte, yeah. So what does it smell like, a latte schmatte?
I'd rather just have it smell like Play-Doh.
Me too. I'd rather just go get a latte and then play with Play-Doh that smells like Play-Doh.
Well, for me, the Play-Doh smell, that's all part of the fun in childhood,
of
right?
Of course. You eat it, shove it up your nose.
Okay, so they have six flavors. Spa Day.
Spa Day?
Cappuccino. Cut Lawn Shavings flavor.
Really?
Yeah.
Cut Lawn.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
How is this supposed to help you? Like, I didn't have time or money to go to the spa, but I'll just smell this Play-Doh and I'll feel like I win.
They have dad sneaker smell.
What about Elijah Craig Kentucky bourbon smell?
Yeah.
I'll just dip the Play-Doh in some Elijah Craig is what I'll do.
Whoa, they have the next best thing. They have grilled steak Play-Doh.
Whoa, now I'll take
now
that.
You love it.
Hey, folks, I want to thank everyone that has been sending email. And, of course, you can email the MJ Morning Show, MJ@MJMorningShow.com. That's me. So I am MJ@MJMorningShow.com. You want to send an email to Froggy, he's Froggy@MJMorningShow.com, Fester@MJMorningShow.com, Roxanne@MJMorningShow.com. And just getting a ton of folks saying, hey, so glad you're back. I meant to mention this earlier in the week. Travis Daly, who not only is afternoons on WQYK, the country station, but also he's the operations dude here. And Travis and I, we've known each other for many, many years. You know, he used to be down the street with me at iHeart Clear Channel. And he sent me an email early in the week. His kid plays baseball. You know, he's pretty serious into the whole baseball scene.
Kid's a really good player.
Yeah, I think, isn't he committed already?
Yeah,
I think he is.
Play college ball.
That's actually Travis's retirement plan.
So Travis sent me an email. So we stopped for ice in Auburndale this morning at like 6:30. This is last Sunday. The guy at the counter says, hey, are you Travis from the country station?
That's cool.
So Travis says, I think, cool. Hey, he recognizes me. He's a listener. And then he says, MJ's in your building, right? What's he like? I'm so glad the show is back on the air. I had nothing to listen to really since he's been gone. Tony in Auburndale is a big fan of the MJ Morning Show, and this is the kicker here, folks. He charged Travis for a small bag of ice instead of the big 20-pound bag of ice. Isn't that
lucky? Look.
So grease in the pot.
Travis farting through silk over there.
The MJ Morning Show helped Travis save $1.10 on a bag of ice. So
they have ice in Auburndale. Okay.
Yes, they do.
Because the person with the recipe in Mulberry died. They're just drinking warm tea out there.
All right. Let's wrap things up next. Should we do the Coop quiz
Monday?
And then also, Coop's got his little musical revelation deal. Should we push that off till Monday as well?
Let's give him a prime segment next week.
All right. Instead of rushing it, we'll do it next week. All right. But we do have a lot of great loose ends next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Q105, 943. A couple of things before we get out of here today. It's been a jammed up week. So this now concludes. Is this the end of week three?
Four.
This what?
Yes.
This is now the end of the fourth week.
I believe
it's
so.
Our fourth calendar week.
Holy moly! Really?
Because that's the third Froggy Fall concert series. We didn't do it the first week. That's it.
That is insane.
We started the fifth.
That equals 4 weeks.
That is it's amazing. Oh, don't forget that Sunday morning your clocks go back. And I still think it's hysterical. Earlier in the week, Fester says to me, "Hey, is this time change the good one or the bad one?"
We've settled on it being the good one, right?
It is the good one, because if you can get an extra hour's sleep, that's the good one. In the spring, you lose an hour's sleep because you go forward. That's the bad one.
So right now, it's 9:43. Next week is going to be 8:43.
You know what, folks? Just set your clocks back an hour right now.
Or why do you even have clocks that don't fix themselves?
Guys, can I ask a stupid question?
Let me tell you how brightly
Froggy, there are no stupid questions.
What if they did away with the daylight savings? Would the Earth explode? Would it start spinning backwards?
No. What you want to do is you want to remain on daylight saving. By the way, it's daylight saving. Don't add an S.
Sure.
Yeah.
I added a Z.
All right, whatever. There's a push to make daylight saving time year-round, and that would give you more light year-round. And, of course, it still will vary because of the rotation of the Earth and the sun. But
very confusing.
I have this great idea that no one is on board for.
Uh-oh.
That you just move it a half an hour and stay like that forever.
Let me think about that for a second.
Yes.
Well, why just
make everybody happy?
No, just do an hour. Just do it normally, and just you go on saving time. You know, it's and I said rev the res the so it would be the
you stroking out, dude. Are you okay?
So, it would be because of the revolution of the Earth and the Sun. That still you would have longer days in the summer. Obviously,
we'll see.
But, I like the idea of getting rid of standard time and just staying on saving time the whole year.
Yeah. But that's very polarizing because some people prefer the shorter days when we go into the fall and winter. So you make everybody happy with a 30-minute switch and stick into it all year round.
It is 2 a.m. Sunday morning. So when you go to bed Saturday night, you go to bed on Halloween night, you set your clock back an hour because at 2 a.m. that's when the official time takes place. So at 2 a.m., it becomes 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. You get an hour back.
Can I tell you that my watch has shown the wrong time for 6 months, knowing that this weekend was just coming around sooner or later?
I do that with my car sometimes.
My watch shows 8:45. I have to remember it's an hour ahead.
You don't change it?
Yeah.
It literally takes you 2 seconds. But
Let's do some morons in the news here. Oh, thesmokinggun.com, wouldn't you guess another local moron story?
What do you do?
Uber driver walloped over mask demand. A 68-year-old Uber driver's attacked. It's another local story here. An Uber driver was assaulted by a passenger who was told that he would have to wear a mask if he wanted the Uber ride. Yeah, another Florida story. According to an arrest affidavit, Christopher Vacha, 30, summoned an Uber at about 4:30 a.m., in his waterfront apartment complex in Treasure Island, right here in Pinellas County.
Well, mister, I don't want to wear a mask.
When the car arrived, the driver, Raymond Jackson, 68, told the man that he had to have a mask or he couldn't have a ride. And Vacha, investigators say, then blew into the guy's face through the window. So he leaned in and went into the guy's face.
People stop doing that. Gosh, that's like the big passive actually, it's aggressive. That's
then
the move now.
Him.
When Jackson exited the car, that's when Vacha punched him in the face.
Okay, well, now we're talking.
What a lovely guy. Look at the image of this guy. And I guess this the smoking gun found his picture on social media.
Cool guy.
Look at this. Oh, I'm all cool. I got a beard.
Hey, man, nothing wrong with a beard.
Oh, just, look at him.
I got a purple baseball hat on. I think I've got the sticker still on the bill.
He's a big sports fan. He's got a Rays hat on, and he's got a Buccaneer charm.
Yeah, very douchey.
You know, but say, you know what kind of guys wear Tampa Bay Buccaneer logo charms? Douchebags. That's who.
It looks like he's on St. Pete Beach or something, or right there. I guess he's at Treasure Island.
Roxanne, am I wrong? I mean, the guys who wear the logo gold charms, the ones that go to the...
Does Doug have going one? Steady. He's going steady with the Lightning team. That's what those charms mean.
The guy who goes to the kiosk in the mall, I'm like, you got a Buccaneer logo?
Listen to this, though. This,
wear it around my neck.
This guy, Christopher Vacha, he got enhanced charges because he smashed a guy in the face that was over the age of 65.
Elderly abuse.
Yes.
You hurt me.
So he gets jacked into a whole different category here. He gets whacked with elderly abuse. Exactly. Aggravated battery on a person age 65 or older.
Ouch. Stop pummeling me. Oi, this guy is awesome. I take it back. I'm sorry, Vachi. He owns a drone aerial photography business.
Okay, that guy's kicking ass.
Okay, I want to hang out with him now.
We need to do a couple of projects for us.
We could use him, actually.
Anyway, Vacha, last we knew, was locked up at the Pinellas County Jail on $50,000 bond on the battery count.
That's what you get. Actually, punching an old man and exhaling on him is the least aggressive thing he's done in a while. So, he's also been convicted for DUI. Yep. Theft, reckless driving, and resisting an officer with violence.
Man, this is what a stand-up dude. Oh, boy. I guess he'll have his day in court. Does the name Rachel Dolezal mean anything to you guys?
No, but why should it?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that.
Is she an Instagram model?
Rachel Dolezal? No, not quite.
Is she that?
Rachel Dolezal. Who is Rachel Dolezal?
Did she fake her race?
She's the one that was like the head of some Washington State NAACP chapter, and she faked being black, and she's actually a white woman.
Yeah, I remember the name.
You remember her now, Roxanne?
I do.
This lady right here, here's her picture.
She had curly hair, let me see.
Well, guess what you can get from Rachel Dolezal now, who faked being black when she's white.
Don't say self-tanner.
She's got a whole new line of tanning products.
Get out of
no,
here.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Oh
no, no, no.
Oh my God, I believed you.
She is now on Cameo. You can get a customized greeting from her for $37 on Cameo. Who the hell wants a greeting from this fraud? I mean, really? Come on.
I'd rather get Carrot Top. I think he's a couple more bucks, but.
All right, folks, we're done. We're out of here. The Froggy Fall Concert Series, a great song and a spectacular stunt. Froggy jumped off a ladder 6 feet up in the air with a giant pumpkin on his head, and he smashed through a table here in the studio as the finale to the Friday Fall Concert Series. The video is up.
MJMorningShow.com. You can check it out. See for yourself.
If you want to see the latest, go to MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. You want to check us out on social media? We're all over the place. So my personal Twitter, give me a follow, is at Todd Schnitt. My personal Instagram is at Certified Todd Schnitt. I'm going to do some Instagram lives over the weekend. I'll probably follow my construction of my COVID candy pipe as well. So follow me on Twitter at Todd Schnitt. And then on Instagram, I'm at Certified Todd Schnitt. And then, of course, we're at MJ Morning Show on Twitter and at MJ Morning Show on Instagram and MJ Morning Show on Facebook. All right, folks, have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday. Stay safe for Halloween and just a weird trick-or-treat day tomorrow, huh?
See how it goes.
All right, folks, have a great one. The MJ Morning Show, Q105. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.